down a mic.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, it's my distinct pleasure to introduce to you stadium announcer Philip J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
You know what Charlie loves?
What does Charlie love?
I'm sorry, what Phil loves?
What does Phil love?
Phil loves news clips.
Shut up, Rob.
He loves them.
Uh-huh.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fudge Show and all the ships at sea. They'll gladly run around in circles for years. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Rob. Hello, this is the show. This is it. Windy.
Yeah.
April 5.
April.
April 5. Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 1-877-365-3636. Still have not been able to locate the song that we will use as our official theme song.
I like this better than yesterday. Yesterday was too cartoony.
But when I get the real one, you'll know it. This is not the real one. Just something to fill the time.
Is it one I've heard before, or is it a new, brand new one?
No, it's an old song, but it's probably one you haven't heard before. Well, listen, as soon as you hear it, it'll become a regular part of your life.
If you're strapped, I got a lot of Buddy Rich records at home that I could bring in.
Not that strapped.
Okay, very good.
Not that strapped. Okay, hello, we'll take some of your telephone calls in just a moment, including calls for the Messy Bush contest.
Yay!
That is Friday. I think we have three women who have a mess in their pants signed up already.
Very good.
We'll take as many as you can possibly fill the studio with on Friday. We'll pick the three worst cases, and those women get free permanent bikini laser hair removal.
Because as we often say, we're here to help.
But now let's start the show with phone calls.
Yes.
And then I want to get to some behind-the-scenes business.
Yes, business.
Some business.
Mm-hmm.
With Mr. Kenneth Stevens. Excuse me, with handsome Ken Stevens.
Handsome Ken. He's in the building today.
No, he's not.
Oh, his door was open. Who's in his office?
The gerbil.
Oh.
The gerbil's in his office.
Oh, I see.
When Ken's not here, the gerbil enjoys opening Ken's door, so the people are flipped out, and they think that Ken is here.
Oh, so somebody's sitting at handsome Ken's desk today.
Yes, that's right. And the gerbil is out to lunch with the gerbil apparent.
Ah, very good.
The G.I.T.
Terrific.
The gerbil in training.
That's great. They're having a wonderful, wonderful lunch of acorns.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a big secret. I've been sworn to secrecy.
A couple of squirrels.
I've been sworn to secrecy about the major changes at this radio station.
Oh, man. Chin up. I'm not saying nothing.
Who's going to possibly take that move seriously?
I don't know.
I mean, I tried to tell them that today when they called me to tell me about it.
To me, frankly, it upholds and continues a wonderful tradition.
You know what it says?
I'm comfortable with the decision.
What it says is, what we're talking about is a move in the programming department here at our home radio station, WJFK-FM. What it says is, regardless of your qualifications, regardless of how much you know about the radio business, if you simply hang around this place long enough,
that's it.
Eventually, you'll get a job in upper management here.
That's what happens when you have a successful operation.
Right. Your IQ can be lower than the outside temperature.
Right.
But if you manage to hang around this place for 3, 4, 5, God, 6 years.
Sure.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
You get your key to the executive washroom.
It, because really, what is this other than throwing a switch? What is it other than throwing it? That's what it is. That's what this radio station is all about. So that, and it's successful. And that's why that is the best criteria. You get in that. Yep. You know what the key to doing to being successful here? You get in the door. Get yourself in here and then embed yourself into the fabric like a tick.
And you make yourself appear to be busy,
yep.
Even though you really have no actual duties at the radio station.
But you have to be here. You have to hang around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. I believe that is the one criteria that got this particular individual where he is today. He is always around.
And I'd like to know why this is such a high-level secret.
Yeah.
This is already something that we've already discussed on the air. I think we've already mentioned on the air
Yes.
who we're pretty sure the heir apparent to the gerbil is going to be.
Well, I think it makes it more intriguing now that it's a secret.
But we're not allowed to say.
No, and we honor that when we're asked that.
Not allowed to say.
We can, you know, dance around it as we are right now, which is always, I find it to be an intoxicating dance.
Well, all I know is I got the call today from from Belichick,
yes,
from the general manager here, from Junior Soprano, and he called to tell me that they were going to make this change to make this individual the new program director.
That was nice of him to give you that courtesy call.
Yeah. I said, I appreciate it. I hope you know.
And I appreciate you calling me as soon as you had the news.
Just laughing my ass off. And I said to Alan Belichick, I said, listen, that's great. Congratulations.
Right.
Great hire. Make sure he does never speak to me about our show.
There you go. That's it. You know, and that's wonderful. And if you'd had that opportunity with Jeremy, you would have said the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah, right. They, way back when. If Jeremy happened to be hanging around here all the time, and
right,
he happened to just trip into this gig.
Well, that's how he got this gig.
That's right.
Isn't that how Jeremy got the job as program director here? That he was...
That's so long ago, I don't remember.
He certainly wasn't hired to be a program. What was he, like a lunch boy?
No, when I got here, he was promotions director, and he also ran the internships.
Okay. So that's what, see, that's how you climb the ladder to success if you want to program a CBS-owned and operated radio station.
That's great. And I think that's great.
You start by going out and getting people box lunches and stuff, and going and buying the newspaper, and then the next thing you know, you're the program director.
And I am comfortable with that. I tell you, are you more comfortable with that than some Nimrod coming in from some outside place?
Yeah, that I am, because you bring a guy in from the outside, a guy who's programmed other radio stations, who really thinks he can tell the disc jockeys what to do.
They think that they want to put their hands on things. Mm. You know, that's just not right.
No way. So, yeah, you know, I welcome this move.
I do, too.
I rubber stamp this move because it simply means another lame duck in the programming department.
Absolutely.
Another person that we can just bully our way right through.
Well, and more than anything else, it's just more material. It's going to be, because you know...
Wait till this guy actually gets the job.
There will be decisions made. There will be errors. There will be wonderful things that we can make fun of.
Okay,
and I look forward to that.
You want the biggest laugh of all?
Yes.
You know what his title's going to be?
What?
Operations manager.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's lofty.
Oh, my God.
How funny is that?
That is truly amazing.
How funny is that?
Truly amazing, but I am, I feel good. I feel all warm and fuzzy about it because it's just so typical.
Well, he will earn his $31,000 a year as the operations manager.
That's good.
Of WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. The secret individual that we can't mention right now.
The secret individual we wish the very best of luck to.
Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, baby.
Secret individual,
Sam, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm
calling to let you know that we're really supporting the WJFK Donna and Mike murder campaign. All the people out here really think you guys are really funny in terms of eliminating people that make us all, like, so uncomfortable. So thank you, because you guys are rock radio at the best, or talk radio at the best.
Thank you.
You got some kind of, like, jumbled thoughts there. I'm not sure
really?
What you were...
I don't know. What do you
think? Who have we eliminated for you?
No, I mean, I think just, you really are, like, total, like... Like, Hitler would be proud of you guys because you're so good at being Nazis. You go where the power is, you go where the money is, and you think that you can do what you can. I mean, seriously.
The compliments.
Wait a minute.
The compliments are really flowing in now. Thank you. That's the first comparison on today's show to Adolf Hitler.
Gee, boy, don't.
Thank you.
Aren't we thrilled at that?
Well, listen, as Marge Schott said, Mike...
She didn't hang up.
Yes, she did.
We weren't able to finish that.
Too bad. As Marge Schott said... Let's be honest, Hitler did build some good roads.
Built some good roads, that fine American Marge Schott. That fine Nazi Marge Schott.
Where's my Marge Schott Hitler tape?
Oh, yeah, we haven't heard those
for
a while.
You got that one, Rob?
You want to hear about... You want to hear a few too many cartons of smokes. You listen to this charmer.
He was good at first. Yeah, I mean, he built good roads, didn't he? Listen, I told you, I want no blacks, I want no Hispanics on the Cincinnati Reds. My husband's dead. I got the car dealerships and the team. Oh, Shotzi just took a crap in my office. Send Ken Griffey Sr. up to clean this up.
Thank you. You got it?
Yeah. All right, Craig, here we go.
Everything you read when he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways. He returned, you know, got all the tractors going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they? Everybody in history knows that he did was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
Yeah, so that's wishful thinking right there. You know, there's no way she can argue her way out of that.
No.
She just said,
he was good at the beginning.
And someday they'll say that about us. The same thing they say about Hitler. They were good at first, then their generals had to kill them.
Yes.
But I think everybody knows that at first, just like Adolf Hitler, Don and Mike were good in the beginning.
It's so nice to start a show off with a compliment.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Appreciate that. Hello, hello, Dave.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
My first call. First time caller.
Hey, great. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. What would you like for that? A medal, sir?
No. Hey, I got a stock tip for you for your game you're playing.
Are you still playing that game? Yeah. Oh, and came in second last week in my fantasy stock market league.
Don, I'm telling you, you're going to win if you take this stock.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I hate guys to pause because you know what you want? Hold it. You want us to beg you, right? You want us to like say what is it? Please.
No,
please,
no,
please.
I don't want you to beg me. I just want to help him out. I want to see him win.
Yeah, right. Okay, what is it?
It's Vera, V-E-R-A. It's on NASDAQ. It's called Veramark Technologies.
Right.
It's at 52-week low and it's gonna quadruple.
Right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Here's my stock tip. Krispy Kreme donuts went on the market today.
You know, I wish I'd known that. That would have been a wonderful stock to own.
They had announced that a couple of weeks ago that they were going public.
I was on vacation when they were doing all the talk about it. Of course, you know, with those, correct me if I'm wrong, when we're talking about the stock market and these things called IPOs, which are, that's brand new offerings of stock to the public.
Right.
Don't you have to know a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend to get
That's how we bought our Infinity stock.
Right.
When Infinity went public, then we all bought into the IPO.
But it's like Rob couldn't run down to to a stockbroker and say, give me 1 million shares of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello,
although he certainly has eaten his share of the profits.
I mean, really, wouldn't that be great? Every time you eat a donut, Rob, you'd be actually putting money in your own pocket.
Hello?
Hi,
honey, hold on. You know what? I deleted that out. No need to give any city or towns, please.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
That's two disqualifications. I'm sorry.
Man.
Again, she meant well.
She did. Of course she did.
Right. I had to delete her out. I'm sorry I had to.
Just out of curiosity, because that's in my brain right now, is Krispy Kreme Donuts doing real well today?
Let me check. I'll check.
I bet it opened at...
What did they... What was the initial...
I bet it was 17 or 18.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Probably
don't
to know. Open.
That's great.
I don't even know what their abbreviation is yet.
Donuts are going to be around forever. You know?
Yeah.
K-R... Don't they spell the Krispy with a K around?
Yeah.
K-R-I-S-P-Y. Krispy Kreme.
No, I think it's J-I-Z is the is the stock symbol.
Look under Whiteside. That's their new filling, incidentally.
Oh.
As for the Krispy Kreme jizz donut.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's great first thing in the morning.
Yum, yum.
All right, now the phone's back on. Now, see, I had to hit the delay twice.
Right.
Because that lady violated the prime directive twice, so now we have to wait for the delay to catch back up with.
All right.
All right, while we're waiting for that. Oh, let me share this with you. Christ, the next time... This will drive you crazy.
What? You sound like my old elementary school gym teacher when you say Christ like that. He used to say it, and I did back in the good days of schooling.
Christ, you guys don't have your gym shorts on.
Christ,
the next time we go to this station, you got the answer, Buzz?
I do. The abbreviation, for those who want to follow it, is K-R-E-M. It opened today at 37.5, and at the moment... It is at 78.57,
oh my
up
God.
16 points already.
Okay, that'll be so far down later today.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
Now would be the time to call your broker, take your kids' college money, and put it all into Krispy Kreme donuts. And then sell like an hour later.
Sure.
That's how you do it.
Right. You're probably too late to buy it right now, I would think, if it's trading at that level.
Well, no, couldn't you go on E-Trade or Ameritrade or something
now? It started at what?
At 37, and now it's up to 78.
78, that's probably where it's going to start. I wouldn't take the college money and put it in now.
No.
I would have taken it like maybe when it was at 39 or something like that.
Really?
Now, if you took the college money and put it, now I know why your wife does the finances in your house. If you took
and you've made such a killing. You've done so great. Listen, who's the guy who comes in every day and when you look at the paper, you look like you're going to kill yourself?
I start crying.
Yeah.
I start crying. But no, I don't claim to be an expert, but don't you realize that it's gotten to the point now where it's like, 78, it's probably not going to go up much more.
You don't think that Krispy Kreme donuts is worth $78 a freaking share? Really? You don't think it's worth like two or three times that?
No, I don't think so. You were just telling people to put the college money
in. I think it might go up a little more.
You do?
I think that there might be a little more of a buying frenzy behind it.
Really? You know, with so many people now involved in the stock market, we could actually, at some point do wagers when the next Krispy Kreme donuts comes out.
But the market's going to close in a half an hour, right?
Right.
Right. Well, then you're probably right. It probably has petered out today.
Petered out.
Right, petered out. Listen, you want to know who's getting rich? I'll tell you who's getting rich. Who's getting rich is CBS. And I swear to God, the next time that I go in and I ask them for some money to give away, and they tell me that we don't have any money to give away,
right.
I'm going to show them this rate card, and I'm going to ask them to use this as toilet paper.
Okay. Good.
Do you realize that on our station here in D.C., if you want to buy one commercial on our show, it now costs $3,000.
On this show?
On this show.
When we started, like a million years ago, how much could you
get? $120.
Right.
A commercial.
Amazing.
Look at the rate card. You want to buy the Stern Show, it's $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy the Liddy Show, the Midday Show, it's $1,000. You want to buy the Nighttime Show, it's $500. You want to buy one commercial show, it's $3,000.
We're hot, baby.
Somebody do the math. Count up how many commercials we play every day on this show. $3,000 a commercial.
$54,000 an hour.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
Jesus. What's wrong with people? Well, why are they always crying poor mouth around here? They're giving me a hard time about giving away money on this show.
Rob's figuring it out. I love it when Rob grabs his calculator.
You got it, brains? That's $54,000 an hour, or $216,000 a day, or $1,080,000 a week, or let's just make it a 50-week year just for fun.
Okay.
That can't be right.
Yeah,
$54 million a year. And that's with 2 weeks not counting.
On this show?
Mm-hmm. On this show alone. From one radio station.
Then you have to take out the $10,000 that goes to me. And then the rest
that
is profit.
That is really amazing.
Blows your mind, doesn't it?
We are a bunch of mooks.
Just blows your mind.
We're really bunch of mooks. Yes. Just sitting here eating our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
What a bunch of mooks we are.
You know how much money I have in my pocket today, I swear to God? Zero.
You got cleaned out from your cash?
My wife doesn't put money on my account till tomorrow.
Can I help you?
Thursday's my money day. Hello, is this WNAW?
Yes, it is.
Hi. Yes, this is Don and Mike. May we please speak to handsome Ken Stevens?
Sure. One moment.
Yeah. I was fortunate to be a
couple questions for Ken.
Handsome Ken.
Want to ask about that? Want to ask about a problem with us going to New York?
Broadcasting WNEW. Can I help you?
Yes, handsome Ken Stevens, please. This is Don and Mike on the line.
Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Looking to talk to handsome Ken Stevens.
Handsome Ken.
Yeah,
good old HK.
You know, they're all separated.
That's great. HK Stevens. HK Stevens. That'd be a great new name for him, you know.
HK?
HK?
Get me HK on the phone.
HK Stevens here.
This is MK calling for HK.
HK?
HK.
I wonder if Ken is left for the day, you know, like he's often wont to do. Yesterday we called for Ken and he had left at 2 o'clock.
But I think that was because he went out for his late romantic lunch.
He went out to maybe have be pampered at a spa.
With the gerbil. But the gerbil's here today. The gerbil went out today for his fantastic romantic sushi lunch with the heir apparent to the gerbil sea.
I don't believe he's back from his lunch yet, the gerbil.
Oh, really? You're still out?
Jay Moore's Bucks hat that you
had. Oh, come on. Where's Ken?
Robbie, is there any respect given
Robbie,
to
would you
show?
pick up the hotline and let me know when Ken comes on. But you pretend like you're our secretary. Sure. Hello, Hello, Khalid.
Don and Mike, assalamu alaikum, my brothers.
Yes.
I got two things to tell you. First of all, have you ever tried to cut up a small lime like you do when you're drinking the tequila and suck on the lime right after you have a martini?
You ever done that?
Had
a suck of a lime after you drink a martini?
Never have. Why would you do that?
It enhances the flavor that much more.
Does it really?
Trust me, yeah.
Okay. But you'd try that, wouldn't you? I mean, it doesn't sound bad.
Well, plus it might help my breath. Last night, I went home after the show, had a cigar after dinner, and then poured myself a generous martini.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You first school night back.
Yeah, and
wow.
And went up to bed and, tried to score with my wife and put the move on her. We were laying in bed watching Andy of Mayberry. And I rolled over and I gave her my patented move where I just kind of like rub her a little bit. And then she rolled over my way and I went, hi. And you got him, Robbie?
No, his door is shut. He's not to be disturbed.
Oh, please.
Christ. Hmm. Okay.
So,
hold on. Let me visit. I pat her and she rolls over.
Right.
And I go, oh, hi, baby. And she goes, oh,
your breath.
Oh,
smells. Did you have a martini?
Oh, God.
I said, yes. I had a gigantic tumbler of martini.
You would think that the alcohol in a martini would do, you know, destroy some of the germs that cause halitosis.
I don't think so.
But the cigar probably can't be compensated. Cigar after a long day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like I said, let's face it. At this point, we've been married for 18 years.
Right.
When we decide to make beautiful love, frankly, at this point, there's not a lot of kissing involved anymore. You know, I mean, at least not kissing on the mouth.
Does your wife still consider that erotic, the kissing part? Have you ever asked her about that? Because, you know, a lot of women actually consider kissing, like making out, to be part of the real process of foreplay.
I think, frankly, although she's never said anything to me, I think because my breath is so bad all the time,
right,
that kissing has just become a lost art. I mean, we kiss,
right,
like we kiss when I get up in the morning, and you know, we kiss when I leave the house. And
you
stuff.
Kiss like on a just a quick kiss,
yeah, just
right.
A little mwah. But very rarely do I ever, you know, tongue her.
You might want to try that though, because it's not done. And I agree with you. Married couples that have been married a while don't do that as much as, you know, people that are still sparking.
But when I have tongued her in the past, recently when I've tongued her, she's pulled back and she's recoiled. She's told me to go brush my teeth.
Okay, all right, that's interesting.
which spoils the mood just for a nanosecond.
You don't want to give her the tongue anymore after she says that.
Yeah, right.
Whether you're minty fresh or not.
Yeah, there's no need. You know, I mean, every once in a while, yeah, if we're really in it, you know, I'll tongue her, you know, while we're doing it.
Tongue her.
Because it's more romantic and stuff.
Sure, of course sure it is.
But generally, you know, we've got it down to a nice, nice routine now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she rolls over, then I give her the move, and then she locks the door, and then, you know, it's done. And before you know it, we both put our clothes back on, she's reading her book, and I'm watching TV again.
That's the life of a happily married couple.
Sure is. What else there, Khalid?
Okay, my son is 15 months old, and he likes to listen to your show. So now, wherever I'm at, I'll say, where's Don and Mike? And he'll point to the radio and laugh. And he especially likes to listen when you guys are laughing.
Enjoy that while you can, Khalid, because, you know, you rapidly get into that area where you, which I'm getting into right now, where you got to kind of ride that volume control.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He especially likes your laugh, Mike, because it's you know, it's the one that he really likes.
Thank you, Khalid.
He just scared the poor child.
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you, Khalid. Hello. Nick. Nick.
Yo.
Nick at night. Hello.
Yo.
All right, I tried. He wasn't there. Hello, Elliot.
Yes, sir.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is Elliot Jaffa calling. New TV show.
Are you the guy with the dog?
Yes, I am.
Remember Elliot Jaffa? Yeah. He used to come to all our remotes?
Yes, this guy.
You got a great memory, don't I?
This guy is a psycho. This guy, whenever we would do a remote anywhere.
Pleasant psycho, though. One of the, that's the reason, well, see, I don't block him
so
out.
So you say. This guy would show up to our remotes with a dog. Nothing unusual about that, except he would dress the dog up in wacky outfits.
Most often dresses, isn't that right, Elliot?
Well, they were females.
Yes, female dogs.
Put like sunglasses on the dog and stuff, and hats on the dog, and dresses, and he'd come by. Just sit on the corner and watch us with his dog wearing a dress.
All right, now that we got the psycho out of the way, Fox Family Channel has a new quiz show starting next week called Paranoia.
Oh, you're a good contestant for that.
I was selected first from the Washington area.
Really? Really? Really?
They
did you audition, or did they just get your vibrations?
Well, you know what got me the gig? My dog.
Really?
Yep. New dog this time. The other dogs are in doggy heaven, but they do.
Yeah, I would figure your dog. The first dog you ever brought to one of our shows was definitely long in the tooth.
German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How'd the dog die? Was it a natural death?
It was cancer.
Oh, and then you had another dog after that?
Another dog after that. She lived to be 13 and a half.
And how did she expire?
She had a stroke, you know, old age.
During sex. While you were having sex with her. Elliot, listen, be honest with me. You always had female dogs. You ever had sex with your dogs?
No, I haven't.
It's good to know.
Okay.
Sorry. It's quite a relief.
Have you ever had sex with your dogs?
Oh, constantly.
Okay.
Constantly.
Anyway, back to the show.
There's something wrong with that, Elliot.
What cracks
me
about it,
Elliot always gets a little irritated, too, when we do this little psycho riff with him. You know, he gets a little concerned about it.
Well, he is psycho. He is nutty.
So you're going on TV, Elliot?
They do it right from my home.
They're coming to your house with cameras?
They sent a satellite truck down last week to test the technology. The way the show works, there's three contestants around the country in their homes. We're all linked up with the host and an in-studio contestant in L.A.
Yeah.
So when they set up the test last week, obviously it's going to be no problem to work Don and Mike in. But the way they set it up, there's a table right behind it. They said, let's put some pictures here. I don't see any reason why I shouldn't have an 8x10 of you guys sitting right there over my shoulder.
You're the man, Elliot.
Absolutely. We'd welcome that, Elliot. When will this air on? What was the channel again?
It's Fox Family.
Okay.
So you can see we're in trouble to begin with.
Yeah, but hey, you know, anything is publicity. That's the way we look at it.
When is this going to air, Elliot?
I'm going to be on the first show, which is Friday, April 14th.
All right. What time is this show on?
I think it's 8 o'clock. They're still not sure, but it's 8 p.m. Eastern.
And they're going to go to three different crazy people's houses, and how do you win?
It's a weird show. The way the game works, talking about rules, complicated show. They give the guy in L.A. $10,000. They ask us all a question. We lock in our answers. If the guy in L.A., the in-studio contestant, gets it right, he keeps his money. If he gets it wrong, he has to forfeit $1,000.
To one of you guys?
No, to the host.
Well, then, what do the nutty people in their little crazy houses have to do with it?
Now he has to. His goal is to get rid of all of us. Two strikes and we're out. Two wrong answers and we're out. So he has to challenge at least one of us. Or all three of us.
I just want to predict that this will be the fastest cancellation in the quiz of in the history of quiz show television. What's the upside for you, Elliot? What's the upside for you? Who could possibly follow this?
The upside for me is if he challenges me and I got it right, I get $1,000 of his.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, I mean, there's some money to be made, but we're not talking Regis.
But the guy that's got the biggest upside is the contestant in L.A., right?
Correct.
It's confusing, man. It's
very confusing.
Very confusing. Are you going to dress your dogs up for this show?
No, I got a dog. She'll sit on the couch with her head on my lap. That's the shtick. They love the whole bit, you know, with the dog. It's the family.
Are you going to have to move the bodies now from under the house out to the backyard?
No, they're already out in the backyard.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, they're just sitting back there on the chaise lounge and stuff. All these decomposing bodies. All right, sure, Elliot. Absolutely. Hold on, we'll get you that picture.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please.
Now, are you going to send him the real picture or the game model's picture?
No, we got to send him the real picture.
We'll send him the real picture.
Right. Hello, Don and my show. Danny.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, baby.
I love your show.
Oh, we love you. Thank you, Danny.
Danny.
I can't believe I'm actually on.
Yeah, Danny.
Danny. Danny, are you my friend?
I am.
Very good, Danny.
You know what? You guys saved my marriage.
Really? How's that, honey?
Because you made me laugh with my husband. And we weren't laughing at all.
Oh, laughter's the key to a successful marriage.
Yes.
What did you do?
We were listening to the radio.
No, I meant what did you do that made him not laugh?
There you go.
I didn't do anything to make him not laugh. He was doing, shall we say he just turned 21?
No, don't speak code. Just tell us exactly what he did.
Go ahead, get right to the point. I mean, if it's his fault, you dive right in and tell us why.
He was drinking too much.
He was drinking too much? Oh, come on. Why not?
Define too much.
I didn't mind that.
What is with all you women? Please, God.
Define drinking too much.
Yeah, please do. I'd love to hear that.
Well, I don't like it when people pass out at 6 o'clock.
Oh, come on.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
Is work over?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
No, because we have a son. We have a son that doesn't go to bed until 8.
And what are you there for? You're there to take care of the boy when Daddy passes out.
Right.
You guys are bad.
Right. Oh, you're just so lucky he didn't leave you.
Right.
You're so lucky. He has so much to offer some other young, beautiful woman. Imagine the prospect of he goes and finds himself a new girl. He says, well, listen, here's what I bring to the table. I drink all the time.
I usually pass out at 6 o'clock in the evening.
By 6 o'clock at night. And I offer you absolutely no help in raising the children that I fathered with my jizz. Who wants to marry an alcoholic?
Oh my God! Did he quit cold turkey? Is that why you're getting along better now?
No, we just realized that there's a lot more value in each other. We place a lot more value in each other,
and in the fact that we can
communicate as human beings.
Is he still
yelling from room to room?
Is he still drinking and passing out every night at 6?
No, not anymore.
Huh. Is he drinking at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Yeah. What time is he passing out now?
Well, actually, he's asleep right now.
Is he really?
Yeah. There you go.
He went to work early this morning.
Oh, I guess he went very early.
Yeah, like 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So.
Why don't you wake him up? I'd like to know if he's sleeping at off or if he's really sleeping.
Oh, he's actually at home. I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work.
Yeah, I'm at work.
Oh, he's probably raiding the liquor cabinet right now.
You sure he's sleeping?
Yes. I've talked to three family members. They've all said he's sleeping.
Hey, Danny, hold on just a second. I have our general manager on the phone.
Handsome Ken Stevens is on the line here.
All right, hold on a second. Hey, Ken?
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, Handsome Ken Stevens.
Yeah. This is Handsome Ken, who is on the line with us from New York City right now.
Not Mike.
The general manager of WNEW, our station in New York.
So when are you coming here?
Well, listen, I want to discuss that with you. But first, I want to just compliment you. Handsome Ken Stevens. You know why I'm calling you Handsome Ken Stevens?
I don't know. Charlie started to tell me this story, but I didn't really understand it.
Go ahead. Incidentally, before he tells you, Ken, I just want to say I love this story.
Okay. You know how we both live in the same area?
Yes.
And you know that restaurant that everybody goes to?
Yes.
Okay. And you know that waitress named Martha?
Yes.
Okay, well, we know her, too. She goes to our church.
Uh-huh.
And remember last Saturday when you and I had that awkward moment when you and Roz drove by our house?
When I ran into you, yes.
Yes, okay. So, as it turns out, that very evening, Frieda Bart and I went to eat at that restaurant. And guess who our waitress was? It was Sweet Martha.
Uh-huh.
And we sat down, and the first thing Martha said was, "Hi, haven't seen you in a while. How is that handsome boss of yours?" And I said, "What boss are you speaking about?" And she said, "Ken." She said, "Handsome Ken Stevens."
And we said, "That is a nickname that's gotta stick."
I about bust a gut, I swear to God.
Handsome Ken.
And then we started quizzing her. Me and Frieda both quizzed her. We said, "Wait, hold on. Ken Stevens. That's the name Ken Stevens." She said, "Yes. He comes in all the time."
She finds you very handsome, Ken.
Comes in with his parents. You bring your parents into this place?
My parents came to visit once and I brought them there, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, she thinks you're very handsome. And she tells us that she's told you that repeatedly.
Yeah, Roz thinks that's funny, too, but I mean... I don't have a problem with that.
Handsome Ken Stevens.
So, yeah. So that's your new name, Handsome Ken.
And really, if you wouldn't mind, whenever we see you or talk to you on the show or anything like that, can we call you Handsome Ken Stevens?
Well, it's bad enough coming from her.
well, you know we have to, Ken. We have to call you Handsome Ken. Or it could
can you add that to my tombstone?
Sure, HK.
HK Stevens. All right, now listen, let's get down to biz.
Yes.
Here's the biz. You asked, when are we coming to New York? And I have an answer for you. That when we originally thought up the idea about you putting us on WNEW, I think we all agreed that the show wouldn't work, that New Yorkers, the good people of New York, will not listen to an out-of-town show, that we've got to make a presence in New York. We've got to spend some time there.
Correct.
So, I kept asking, when are we going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, the gerbil, kept saying, wait until after vacation. So, we're back from vacation. We got back on Monday. I call up. I say, hey, we're ready. We're going to come to New York 2 days a week, starting this week. And you know what he said? I got no studios. He says, I have no studios. He says, I'll put you in Westwood One. I said,
is Westwood One in the same building as this place?
No.
No, it's a couple of blocks away.
Oh, no.
See, it's totally wrong.
No.
I said,
Westwood One is in the CBS Broadcast Center. You'd be with Dan Rather.
Yeah, I said, how are we going to, you know, if this show's going to work in New York, we got to be in New York, and we've got to be physically at WNEW. Now, he's told me that radio station has like a gazillion studios. This is what he told me before I'm getting the new line of BS, which is that he can't find a studio for us. So then we went round and round, and now here's his final compromise he's offered up, which sucks, incidentally. He can find a studio in WNEW for us to use 1 day a week. Now, 1 day a week, that sucks. We got to be up there more than 1 day a week.
Hey, you know, as many days as you're willing to spend here, sounds good to me.
Okay, well, can you find us some studios up there? Can you find us a studio in WNEW that we can use?
And then we'll come up a couple of days a week.
They all look usable to me.
Right.
I can't tell why one's usable and one's not.
Well, I got his usual line of bull ass that he said, you have Opie and Anthony in the main studio. Then you have the creative director in another studio. Then you have somebody
doing... Is that like the promotions? I mean, the production director?
No. That's the creative director.
Creative director.
Then you have the production director in another studio. Then you have someone who's just burning best of CDs, making best of tapes from tape to CD. And I said, well, great. Here's what you do. Take the person who means the least at that moment. For instance, if it's someone who's just turning disc jockey tapes into best of
CDs.
Yeah,
this is not like we're doing the, you know, we're going to be there for, you know, 10 hours during the day.
Yeah, four hours, 2 or 3 days a week. That's all we need. And he's had a gigantic problem with it. That's why we're not there today. Huh. You know, it's a giant, as usual, he's become a giant albatross. I mean, he's a gigantic weight around our neck. How the frig are we ever going to make it in New York if we're not on in New York? You know what I mean? We got to be there.
Yeah, well, I believe you could make it in New York from anywhere, but you sort of promised you'd come here and
hang out
and do the show from here and
know the
people here. In fact, I told salespeople that you would be into, well, you know.
I
promised at least a sales meeting.
Well, sure. I mean, the thing is, you know, we talk about being up there in New York and having access to the guests in New York City, which will be a great boon for the show. But let's be honest. We want to get into the studios of WNEW to mine the hallways for some of the different psychopaths that you have working at that radio station. You know,
a whole new world of psychopaths.
Of course.
You know, it does us no good to go to New York, to go to a sterile Westwood One studio and do the show.
Well, there's psychopaths over there, too. But they're better over here.
No, come on. We got to be at NEW.
Yeah, besides, Ken, we want to be close to you. We want to be close.
I won't be here that day or 2 days.
You know what?
Hold on.
Let me conference you with a juror. Hold on a second.
All right. Uh-huh. Is he on now, or are we calling him?
No, I'm going to call him. He's upstairs.
Okay.
Jeremy Coleman
on a conference call with handsome Ken Stevens.
Okay.
We can work this thing out. It all done.
See, this is why this is good training for young broadcasters.
Uh-huh.
One of these two guys.
Broadcasting WGFK. Can you hold, please?
Hey, call out. It's Don. Can you put me through to the gerbil?
Terry.
Oh, hey. Hi.
Hi, baby. The gerbil, please.
Oh, just a second. Broadcasting WGFK. Can you hold, please?
Hey, see, one of these two guys is lying to us right now.
Terry.
Oh, hey.
So this is what I've always done with these guys.
Works the best. Gets things taken care of.
You get everybody in a room together, and then whoever's lying to you has to back out of it.
Right.
I tell you, all I try to do is help.
All right, hold on a second.
All right, we've got Jeremy on the line here.
Handsome Ken, we have Jeremy Coleman on the phone.
Handsome Ken Stevens, say hi to Jeremy Coleman.
I'm starting to like the sound of that.
Very good. See, I knew you would.
Uh-huh.
Rolls off the tongue.
Uh-huh.
All right, now tell him what you told me about how you don't have studios for us.
To me?
Yeah, you.
Everything you said is correct.
See, how
I mean, I would like you up there as much as possible as well. We're just trying to talk about the logistics. Did you want to broadcast from a non-studio at NEW?
No. Okay, listen.
Do you want to broadcast from Westwood? No.
No, of course not, you dope. Now listen to me. I mean, when we went...
Hey, that's not nice.
No, listen.
I was hearing some Ken Stevens saying that's not
when
nice.
When we went to Wichita, we didn't want to broadcast from a conference room. Why would we want to go to New York to broadcast from a conference room?
Because our conference room is much, much better than the one in Wichita.
Now, see, do you see the crap?
We want to have a studio up there.
Just a regular studio. And it's not like we just came to you with this week. This has been the plan for the last 3 months.
I hear silence. Jeremy,
this is your turn. All worked out. You wanted a studio in New York? No problem. Westwood could take you 5 days a week.
No, we wanted a studio.
I believe everything.
I have to chime in here, Jeremy. I think it was always the understanding that we wanted a studio at WNEW.
You've known that all along also.
I don't know how this got mean. You and I were talking on the phone, I was like, no problem. I will try and find a way to work this out. We'll work it out.
Now, yeah, it got mean when Charlie Broyhill came to me today and told me that you said to him that we could go up to NEW one day a week. That's all you could spare is one day a week.
That is correct.
Okay, that's unacceptable.
Well, fine. Then come tell me all nice that it's unacceptable. I'll try and work it out. I don't know why you have to be such mean persons about it.
Well, you know, we've made a career.
Difficult day, you know?
We've made a career out of being mean.
It's not my fault that
Yeah, but stop being mean to me.
It's not my fault you've had a difficult day.
That's your job. We're always mean to you. You have to get used to that. Yeah. You know, you're a high-powered radio executive now.
Christ,
That's exactly right. I'm very busy and very powerful.
That's right.
Oh, please.
I'm just realizing how much I enjoy it when you're mean to someone else.
I'll tell you the truth about him. He's neither. He's neither busy nor is he powerful. but what you don't realize is that now you've taken this job at NEW, you've given up the job at JFK. If NEW goes down the tubes, so do you.
How was lunch with your heir apparent?
The gerbil apparent?
Yes. The gerbil apparent, yes. How was it?
He's very excited.
Oh, that's great.
Sure.
He has lots of ideas about your show.
Oh, shut up.
the first thing he said in 3 months made me laugh.
I'll tell you you what. I will assume that both of us are on the same page and want you to be at NEW as much as possible and want you to do as well as possible.
At least 2 days a week. At least 2 days a week.
Let me see what I can do.
Can that? Come on. Aren't you are you the general manager?
Pardon me?
That's
by Ken Stevens, School of Management.
Aren't you the general manager?
That's handsome Ken.
Handsome Ken Stevens.
I will find a way to get it done. I don't know exactly how yet, but that's I will good. Find a way
that's
to get it
that's
done.
That's the way I
thank
like
you.
To hear it. Absolutely.
Thank you. Then we will, Ken, to answer your question, when are we going to be up there? We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
For 2 days, Ken. And Ken,
like I said, I can't be here.
He knows, Lauren. Ken, well, you don't even know the days we're going to be up there yet.
That's right.
All right, thank you. Hey, handsome Ken, hold on a second. I want to talk to you. Hold on. Hold on. Thank you, Jeremy.
Say something nice at the end of our conversation.
Hey, what's up his ass? Ken?
I don't know. He's with you today, not with me.
Yeah, that's right. He's here. It's so weird. It's so, you know, so much going on, so much long distance.
Now, what's his problem, really? I mean, he never gives us lip like that.
I mean, he was trying to establish himself in front of handsome Ken.
Oh, he's had a bad day.
Why has he had a bad day?
Can you enlighten us a little bit on the air?
I may have criticized him earlier today about a number of things that didn't get done that probably should have gotten done.
Good for you.
Wonderful.
Good for you.
It's so nice when we all feel like we're ganging up on him together.
Good for you. Did you really criticize him, or did you do it in that way where you just... You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you can tell if Ken's mad. Sometimes he's just like mumble something at you.
You can actually sometimes, you know.
I only do that with you.
We can actually hear Ken sometimes.
I try to be nice to you, but yeah. I don't try that hard to be nice to Jeremy.
Did you scream at him?
No, I don't think so.
Did you call him any names?
I might have been critical.
Okay, good.
Might have been critical.
Like hearing that.
I might have been critical.
All right, then we have your assurance.
I might have been overly critical.
You can never be too overly critical with Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
You have our assurances as the general manager that we'll be up in NEW 2 days a week at least?
You come up here as many days as you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. See you next week.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. There
it is.
See, that's how you handle it.
You do. You get them both on the line at the same time.
Right.
And that's in there we didn't know. See, Jeremy had been yelled at earlier in the day by
right.
Ken.
Good. That's good.
Absolutely.
Little weasel. You know, you would think he would want us up at NEW.
Sure.
Because now he's given up the easiest job in the world, being the program director of WJFK. He goes up to NEW. That station doesn't crack the top 25.
Right.
Ken's not going to put the gun in his own mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ken, the first thing he'll do is say, listen, Mel, the problem at this station is Jeremy Coleman.
Absolutely. That's the way it works.
Jeremy will be on the first bus out of town.
Sure. Oh, I forgot to ask Jeremy about his lunch with the heir apparent, if he had to wipe the au jus off the chin of the heir apparent.
Hello, Danny.
Yeah. Sorry.
Remember, this is Danny, the woman with the bad marriage who we've helped to save.
Hello, Danny.
It's not bad anymore.
Danny, will you mow my lawn?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Danny.
What?
All right. Well, Danny, I'm glad we could save
Can
your marriage.
Can I tell you what it was that made me laugh so hard? It about made me pee in my pants.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You guys were gone on vacation about Christmas time,
yeah.
And you had the best of.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the episode where you choked on your phlegm when you were saying the word please.
Oh, I'm glad that saved your marriage.
It was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I have to agree with Danny. That made me laugh out loud, too, when that happened.
All right, well, thank you, Danny.
You're welcome. Have
Bye-bye.
A good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later. Goodbye, Danny.
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 Danny. Oh, hello, Nick.
Hey, how's Donna Mike?
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're great.
Hey, I hear you got a contest coming up this Friday, and you're having some troubles with naming it. I got a good suggestion, I think. I don't know if you go for it.
I didn't know we had a problem naming the contest.
No, you're making a couple of assumptions there that are incorrect. We didn't have any trouble naming the contest.
Okay. I think they renamed it for you or said you couldn't call it something.
There you go. Okay, you're right about that. Absolutely.
Right. They said we couldn't call it the Messy Bush Contest.
There you go. Well, how about the Shaggiest Carpet Contest?
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And I hope that no one in our listening audience, when he was about to give us the new name, was anticipating anything special.
No.
You should know that'll never happen on this show. No better.
Not a chance.
Danny?
Don't have the touch tones right there.
Danny.
That was a damn interesting first break.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of different dynamics at work. There.
So much going on, and during all that, you did some good. You got it established that we'll be up in New York 2 days a week.
2 days a week.
With our own studio.
Right. Listen, I think I know something about the people of New York. I think they're not going to embrace this show until we are there.
Right.
In New York, doing the show from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living the New York life.
Danny!
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 Oh, snappy touch tones right there. Time for a caller 100. A prize package selected especially for you and your chance to have your rent and your mortgage paid.
That's right, Danny.
Lies straight ahead of you. The 100th person to call Toya right now. And 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
What's better than that? Right, Buzz?
Right.
Danny. Hello, Danny.
Danny.
Dawn and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, my friend. You're caller 100. Who is this?
This is Jim from Winchester.
Jim. Hey, great news. We haven't run out of oranges yet. Jim, you will want a case of sun-kissed oranges.
All right.
Sun-kissed oranges available at your local grocery store. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for our big money show at the end of this month.
Very
cool. We'll be paying rents and be paying mortgages, spending lots of the money that the station is making, getting $3,000 for a freaking commercial on this show.
Yeah.
How much do you pay every month in rent or mortgage?
Mortgage payment, $752.
Easily done. That's one-third of a commercial on this show.
That is serious oranges.
Yes, it is.
Love to make that happen for you. Please make sure you're listening to our last show of the month. We'll give you plenty of notice. That's the free money show, and we're going to pay a whole bunch of rents and mortgages.
All right. That sounds great.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Hold on just a second. Now, we're going to try to get into a new rhythm with the show.
Yes.
Today. We're going to try something a little later that we're going to try to get into. I've noticed that every day, the show, as we get towards the end of the show and it gets time for the news and the comments with Buzz,
right?
A lot of times, you and I just can't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to Buzz, there's like 10 minutes left in the show for the news.
Right.
So what we're going to do is split the news up into two different segments. We're going to let Buzz do one segment early in the show and then let him do another segment of news later in the show.
Yeah, now the first segment will be all Buzz. We won't be saying a word.
Oh, no. Not a chance.
No, it'll be just like it is at the end, only
right.
It's just going to be broken up in two pieces.
Into two spots.
Uh-huh.
Right, you got enough stories to do that, right?
Easily done.
All right, so we'll start that in a little while. I'll let you know when.
Okay.
Now, we got a little more station news from one of our affiliates, and this, I don't know if it's true or not.
All right.
Which is why I bring it to your attention here. We received this letter. Dear Don and Mike, I love your show. It's the best part of my day driving my truck. Thank you. But I have disturbing news for you. 2 weeks ago, a guy in Bakersfield, California, won a trip to Las Vegas from you. Does anybody remember, did we give a trip away to Vegas a couple weeks ago?
I don't think so. For a fight or something?
Maybe. Oh, okay, you're right. So. Maybe it was a fight.
We did. Yep.
This guy's name was, and this he writes a name, he is the board op for your show at KGEO Radio. I would not say anything for fear that he might cancel your show, but I think it's bull-ass that a station employee calls and wins a contest.
Well, they're not eligible, and I think that's made clear, if not, on this show, it's said on the radio station, you know, they're supposed to run those disclaimers.
Right, and then the guy writes, I'm a listener, I've tried to call hundreds of times over the years, and a KGO employee wins a contest, I don't get a sniff. Please, Don and Mike, take care of the situation. Well, the easiest way to take care is to call the station in Bakersfield, California, and ask for this guy.
Absolutely. Find out if he's the guy. If he won a contest, he shouldn't have. And, there's not much we can do about it, but we can certainly, you know, call him on it and say, hey, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, that's so cheesy anyway.
It's totally cheesy.
Not right.
No, you should have to give the trip back so we can give it to somebody who actually listens to this show.
Pay the person the money to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And drive them from, you know, the airport to their hotel, which he will pay for, and give them $500 in gambling money.
American General, may I ask?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Hold on one moment.
counsel, Bernie Barman, and we've got Jeff Green, the lawyer for the
Farms.
And I have to tell you, I know for all three of you gentlemen, this is
elementary. God, I'm getting a headache.
Christ, is it any wonder our show's number one in the ratings?
Learning still.
With dribble like this?
This is a fascinating...
Who would listen to this other than dead people?
Much of difference. There's a...
The kid in the Sixth Sense, maybe.
Hello?
Or Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis was dead.
Right.
Yes, hello.
Dead people.
Do you have a guy there named Tony Whitnack?
We do.
Can I speak to him, please?
Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
A question.
You know, speaking of Sixth Sense, I watched today on the dish.
Stir of Echoes?
Yeah.
Did you
see it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, terrific movie.
At first I thought it would be a total ripoff
of
Sixth Sense, but it ended up being...
It was amazing.
Totally different. Pretty good movie.
Yeah, I loved it. I really did. It's a very, very... And it's, you know, it's so rare that you see something lately on the dish that's good that it was exciting to have a, you know... And Kevin Bacon, you know, you have that hesitation when it's the Kevin Bacon movie.
Because I keep, you know, when I think Kevin Bacon, I think Footloose.
I know.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tony, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
No, no problem whatsoever.
All right, Tony, you're the board op at KGEO in Bakersfield?
Yes, sir.
Did you win a trip from us to Las Vegas?
Before I started working here, yes, I did, sir.
Ah, before you started working at the station.
Yes, sir.
Do you have documentation of that?
Yes, sir.
When did you win the trip?
I won the trip when we won the trip back in... October, I believe, is the big lie contest.
And when did you start working at the station?
I started working here. I've been here now for 2 months.
Well, okay. Then he's totally in the clear, if that's the truth.
Huh? Okay. Well, how would some guy...
But did the guy make any reference to when the trip was given away in his letter?
No, he says, I have bad news for you. 2 weekends ago, a guy from Bakersfield won a trip to Las Vegas from you.
Yeah, the trip we actually took was 2 Saturdays ago.
And what was the type of trip? Was it a trip for a fight?
No, it was just the 007 promotion through TBS.
007. See, I mean, if it's I remember, didn't we give away a trip to Las Vegas for a fight recently?
Yes,
and then too. If we did a 007 promotion,
I don't know. How would some guy who just listens to our show happen to know that someone who works at one of our radio stations won the contest?
Does it say what his name is?
Yes, but how is that relevant?
Well, because it might be one of the an a-hole that I know that doesn't like our station. And
have you ever been on any other forum talking about your trip to Vegas or anything like that? Do you do another show there, or?
Well, I produce another show, but I never talked how I won the trip. I said I won a trip, but I never said how I won it or.
But you said you went to Vegas or something like that.
Yeah, I did say I went to Vegas.
Hey, hold on. Let me. There's a phone number for this guy. Let me try to call this guy.
Okay.
We'll just get it all worked out.
Hold on a second.
Quickest way to take care of it. If he really didn't work at the station, he won it back before. Then he's off the hook.
Yeah,
completely.
If he's telling the truth.
Hold while your call is being connected.
We're not sure whether he is.
No, we're not.
He was just a little too much of the hem and hem and hum and hem and hum. And he's a radio guy,
so which makes me not trust him right away.
Of course.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Mark. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Sure.
Man, that is a crappy new rule that they're making us use, is having to read that goddamn card all the time. You're the guy.
Okay.
You're the guy who sent us the letter about the KGEO employee winning the contest?
Yeah, and that guy's jiving you, because he's worked for that radio station for a long time, producing other shows, too.
Do we have to do the thing we did with Jeremy and Ken?
Yes, we do.
So we get to all the bottom of the problems around here.
Always works. Mark, say hello to Tony. Tony, say hello to Mark.
Hi there.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
All right, well, Mark, you are, in fact, the person doing the inquisition, so you should start. Prove your case, Mark, that this guy should not have won the contest.
Okay, what about producing the stock market show? That's been longer than 2 months.
I never produced a stock market show. Sorry, I took a year break from the station here back. I took a year break back in 98.
How come you didn't say that a couple of seconds ago? You said I'd only been working for the station for 2 months.
But I came back 2 months ago. That's what I'm saying. I took a year break in 98, came back in late 99.
When you won this trip, were you collecting a paycheck from the radio station?
No, sir. I was working for Rusty's Pizza. In fact, phone number on the Herald.
That's strong right there.
All right, Mark, here's a question I have for you. Mark's the guy who wrote this.
Let me pull this truck over.
Okay.
Turn it off. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mark is the truck driver who wrote us the letter. Mark, how did you know that the guy from the radio station in Bakersfield won the trip on this show?
I would rather not say.
No, you got to.
You got to. I mean, that's okay, you're trying to bust somebody. Well, you got to give up your sources.
Okay, well, I've got a friend that this guy was an a-hole to, and.
So you got a grudge. You got an axe to grind.
I don't have an axe to grind. I'm a little bird landed on my shoulder. I can tell you everything you want to know about.
Yeah, you know what I need to know? I need to know from you, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Who told you and what that person said to you? And if you are not willing to do that,
the guy's off the hook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, you don't have any credibility if you're saying a little birdie landed on my shoulder. And then what you're doing is maybe I'm thinking now trying just to set this guy up because maybe he was a jerk to a friend of yours when the guy
I know he works for this radio station.
Well, if you know it,
forever.
Then if you know it, then go ahead and prove it.
It's a friend of mine that used to work with him
and what's
at a place DJing weddings.
What? Who is the friend? Just give us the first name.
I can't do that. I mean, it's a friend.
What do you say?
I've known forever.
Mark, what do you say to the fact that this guy took a year off and it wasn't working at the radio station when he won the contest? What do you say to that? It sounds perfectly plausible. He gave us the number of. He said he's willing to give us the number of his employer.
Rusty's Pizza.
It's jive. You know, guys, it's jive.
No, I love your show. Listen, I want to tell
for
you what.
5 years.
I want
to
tell you.
To win and win and win and win.
Hold on.
This guy's taking trips.
Mark, I want to tell you what is jive. What is jive? Is the fact that you're not willing to tell us the name of the person who told you this. That's what's jive.
And it also might be jive that it sounded like you're just sour grapes that this guy won the trip.
No.
Give us the first name then. Who's the first name?
I can't do that. I mean, this is my friend. Guy I've known forever. He's got...
Well, then we're going to have to think of you as just a narc. Just a crappy narc.
You know, the thing is, I mean, this guy claims that he was, when he won the contest, he was not working at that radio station, and nothing you have said can prove otherwise.
Well, okay, Don.
That was Mike talking.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, I have no reason to doubt this guy was working somewhere else.
Well, that may be.
All of us here on the show have taken breaks to work at pizza parlors.
Well, this guy's worked for this radio station.
No, listen, you cannot, if you don't have the balls to back up your accusations, you don't have a forum to make these accusations.
And also, if he says he took a year off, it's very, very easy to prove that. We can go back, we can check the record of the contest, we can check the record of whether this guy was collecting a paycheck, and they do that at the radio station.
I guess that's fine.
So, what's fine?
I love you guys, but, you know, my friend is my friend.
Okay, your friend is your friend, but I mean, it also sounds to me like this guy wasn't working at the radio station.
I was just saying, this sounds a little hinky to me.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing sounds a little hinky to me.
Like you're just trying to torpedo this guy because he might have had a run-in with your friend. Do you remember having a run-in with anybody, sir, where this might happen?
I know of someone that I DJ weddings and weekends.
All right, what's that guy's first name?
His name's Martin.
Is this the guy you're protecting? Mark, is it Martin?
No, I don't know him.
All right.
Okay. All right, then we side in this official kangaroo court. We side for Tony.
Yes, Your Honor.
The employee of KGEO who won the trip, had a great time, and we must find you, Mark, the truck driver, as the guilty party here.
Guilty!
And here's a reminder for you. If you ever participate in a contest or you hear somebody win a contest that you have a problem with or a friend of yours has a problem with, don't just complain to your friend. You take it to our court.
Yeah. The moron's court.
All right, guys. I love you. Bye.
Bye, Mark.
Bye. Love you guys.
You're not going to get the love back from us.
No.
You don't have the balls to mention your source.
Yeah, I mean, if you think, you know, we're not doing justice here.
Yeah, I don't know who he's talking about. That's okay.
Yeah, you had the balls to write us a letter and put your phone number down and try to get this guy in trouble.
Yeah, but when push came to shove, I mean, you weren't ready to close the deal, which to me damages your case enormously.
You're ballless. You're a eunuch.
Oh, man. What, no F and Z?
You know, no genitals.
And he's off the hook, so, I mean, if you really think he's guilty, But see, I don't think he's guilty. Because,
no,
I mean,
he
wouldn't say he worked at this other place. It's too, I mean, if we really wanted to prove it, we could.
Yeah, but we're not going to.
We're not
going to,
because I trust the guy.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Even though he's a radio guy.
Right.
And he works
DJing
weddings.
I know, radio
weddings.
Guy.
Right.
Yeah,
all right.
The parlor.
All right, thank you, Tony.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank ye for your time.
Bye-bye.
Thank
ye.
I mean, we could, you know, run around in circles for ye.
For ye.
All right, Mark, goodbye.
All right, bye, Don.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever.
I'm sorry. That's how it has to end.
And I know the judge is always disappointed when we don't have a hanging.
I am.
And there was no hanging there.
Well, if there was any justice, we'd hang the guy Mark.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote us the letter originally.
Yeah, because, I mean, first of all, the guy said I took a year off. Yes, he didn't tell us that at the beginning, but, you know, all it would take would be a quick call to Rusty's Pizza.
And it seems to me that would be the easiest thing in the world to do.
Sure.
I said, who is it? You know, just say, hey. It's this guy, Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, if there really was such a guy, what kind of a friend would that guy be to this guy, Tony, if he's already ratted him out?
Absolutely.
Right?
And so, Tony, hope he enjoyed his trip to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When he was a non-station employee.
Right.
When he was delivering pizza pies.
For Rusty's Pizza. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, now the public defender arrives. Late report again. Late as usual. My God.
No, that was the new operations manager for WJFK on the telephone.
Oh. Yeah. Having another one of his sugar reactions.
That's who that was. Okay, time out. Oh, here's a question. Another question as we go to break. This would be for, hold on, let me work this up.
It's a little hoarse.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Hello. This is Pablo. I can't come to the front.
I'm at the bottom of the pool. Right, that's from a Pablo Cruz record, right?
Yes, yeah, so the pool was filled with phlegm.
Danny.
Might need a cup, Rob.
Oh, that's good.
You got a permanent one there? I mean, is it just having trouble getting rid of that one?
No, not the garbage. Give me a cup. Give me a plastic cup.
Hey, I smell contest.
No.
Got something that just won't go away.
Really?
Yeah.
Something something that might be a windfall for a Phantom show.
It could be.
Be a little difficult with shipping and all.
No, yeah, Ziploc bag.
Right, absolutely.
You get yourself a piece of string, you got an instant necklace.
Yeah. Just wait. Let Mother Nature take its course.
Ooh,
let it.
Thank you,
let Mother Nature. Oh.
I'm actually.
Oh, man. Anything in the cup? We all kind of simultaneously turned away there. I don't want to see. I don't want to.
You want to look?
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Oh! It's clear.
You're healthy.
It's not that clear.
It's not green.
It's like,
it's a little something in there, though. Like, look like a little tobacco leaf or something.
Look like root beer phlegm.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, you know, root beer foam.
You win. You win. Okay, game, set, and match.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. You won.
You're very welcome.
Danny.
Okay, now listen, Danny. Here's what I wanted to ask our fantastic listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody out there, have any of you necks listening to us down south, ever heard of a NASCAR driver named Kirk Schmeldering?
What is it?
The guy's name is
Schmeldering?
Kirk Schmeldered, S H E L Shell M E R Shelmer Dine D I N E
Schmeldering.
Schmeldering.
Kirk Schmeldering.
Has anybody ever heard of Kirk Schmeldering on the NASCAR circuit?
What has he done?
I don't want to say until I find out if it's a real guy or not.
Okay. Good.
He's not done anything bad. It's an offer that we have to get involved in NASCAR.
Cool.
But frankly, you want to find
out if he's the big time NASCAR.
Yeah.
Right?
With my limited knowledge of NASCAR, I have no idea if you know. The best way to tell me about NASCAR is like say he drives the cornflakes car or he drives the Tide car.
Now is NASCAR like baseball where they have different tiers of NASCAR? Because so, I mean, I know when I was down on my fabulous vacation in Myrtle Beach, they were getting ready for the opening of the season at the Myrtle Beach racetrack, which is like the junior leagues, I believe.
And that's what we don't want to be involved with.
Right.
If we get involved with NASCAR, we got to be involved with the Major League NASCAR.
You want to go to Daytona. You want to go to Talladega. You want to go to the big places.
Right, here we go. Okay, Bill.
Yes.
Here's our first neck. Have you ever heard of Kirk
Shelmerdine.
Shelmerdine. You ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah. He used to be Dale Earnhardt's crew chief.
And now he's a driver?
Now he's a driver. Well, he had a... He was a won Winston Cup championships with Dale Earnhardt as a driver.
Okay,
you know.
When he drives now, does he drive in the races with the famous guys?
Oh yeah.
So he's the major NASCAR. He drives the circuit.
Do you know who his sponsor is? What's his car?
Shucks.
Yeah. I could run around in circles for ye. All right, thank you. Hold on. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, do you know who his sponsor is?
Yeah, he was right. He was Dale Earnhardt's crew chief back in the late 80s, early 90s.
But
he decided to become a driver.
Who's his sponsor, though?
It's a no name right now. He works on driving in the ARCA circuit. It's like it's like a bush league to the Winston Cup.
Thank you. That's all we needed. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye.
So it's the junior league.
All right.
Well, you heard a lot more Dale Earnhardt than you did of that guy.
That's why I asked
Dale Earnhardt. And you know what? I forgot to mention to you yesterday when I was talking about my vacation.
Yeah.
I did enjoy a fabulous meal at the NASCAR Cafe.
did you really?
Yes, I did. I think I had Kyle Petty's chicken and ribs.
Mm.
Yeah.
The letter says, "Dear Don and Mike, I am the marketing director for KCA Motorsports. I'd like to extend an invitation for you to guys to come join our race team for a weekend at Lowe's Motor Speedway in Charlotte, weekend of May 20th. It'd be great for you guys to do your show from the track. Our driver is Kirk Schmelderdine.
Schmelderding.
Right. And then it goes on to say that when he worked for Dale Earnhardt won 44 races, but mentions nothing about this guy.
Let's see.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. No, thank you.
Are you going to file that?
Right there. Right with my phlegm. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, I know who his sponsor is. Is Ronnie D. He's nuts.
All right. Oh,
there it is.
Goodbye. Okay.
My God.
All we got now on the phone are necks.
Yes, of course.
So let me just say goodbye to the necks. Hi, Neck. Listen, we know who he is. Thank you, though.
Listen, though, this is your new operations director, and I just want you to know that secret is safe, and nobody seems to know who we are.
Somebody is listening carefully.
Hello, Neck. We know who the driver is. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, we know who the driver is.
Just an old truck driver. Just heard it on the radio.
All right. Thank you.
God bless ye.
Thank you.
God bless you. You don't drive around in circles now.
Ow. Okay. Hello. Neck. Oh, all right. I think we're all out of necks. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
No, I forgot. Here's the world's biggest redneck.
Yeah, here he is, C.B. Murphy.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, do you want me to be in his crew?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay, because I'm not watching NASCAR.
Boy, I know, and it's you.
Right.
You know, what a nice welcome back from our vacation with you.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
Yee.
Okay.
That's what it is with you, Dennis. That's what it is with ye. Always ye, ye, ye.
The great taker, Dennis Murphy.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
I don't know. I can't win.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Hello?
Say goodbye to him. You know, he lives for your approval.
Goodbye, Dennis. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis?
You too.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Dennis.
Bye. Okay. We have to do a break. We'll be right back.
The comic hole created by the absence of Howard McNair's Floyd the Barber wasn't completely filled. It had been 15 months since Howard McNair's stroke, and although he was still suffering from paralysis, Andy wanted him back.
We hauled over there, and his wife Helen said, oh, if you'd just let him come back.
But they really don't go to the side of you, but it's funny.
He built a little stand for him, so he could lean back against. Most time we had him seated.
Hey, look at my new wife.
Hi, Floyd. You got it.
He was just as wonderful as ever.
They're extra smart because they've got extra brain juice. Don and Mike.
Is that right, Floyd?
Oh, they build a stand for me, and then sometimes they had me seated, don't you know, so I could do my thing. You heard what Andy says. I was just as wonderful as ever. This is stitch on. None of us did. No, Howard wore his little suit with his bow tie. He was naked underneath, and Barney didn't wear any drawers underneath his uniform. And Andy, you know, Andy was big, real big.
You talking about Andy's barber pole?
Oh yeah. Oh, Andy's barber pole was
big, striped barber pole.
Oh yeah, yeah. biggest one in Mayberry, don't you? Yeah. Oh, huge. Yeah. Barney wasn't any slouch either.
Oh,
you know,
really?
You know, some of those thin men, you know, long fingers, yeah. Big old barber pole on Barney, too. Yeah. Emmett, though.
Emmett, the fix-it man?
Oh, microscopic. Yeah, you could hardly see this.
What about Otis Campbell?
Otis, no way. Otis, nobody get near that. No, he was always naked, though. He'd go in, let himself into jail, and, you know, slide out of those clothes. Yeah, we'd all be naked later. We loved it.
Big Mayberry jail club.
Oh, yeah. All of us sitting around, Howard and Emmett, the pile boys, Goober and Gomer, we'd all be having a nice big good time in a circle. Yeah, right down by the fishing hole.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Howdy. Hey, Floyd.
Ooh.
Hey, Howard.
Ooh, hello.
Hey, Barney.
Come on, it's time.
Hey, Goober.
Who's going to finish first?
Hey, Gomer.
Here we go.
Hey, Goober.
Oh, boy. Jizz.
I watched a little bit of the Don Knotts biography on A&E the other night.
Same Don Knotts that we got on the show, isn't
it? Yeah, right. The Don Knotts wearing the old Jack Kent Cook Terminator sunglasses. The very feeble Don Knotts.
He's a little feebed out, a little bit.
But they showed him in his heyday.
Right.
Okay, back when he won 5 Emmys in a row for the, as they love calling it, for The Griffith Show.
The Griffith Show.
The Griffith Show.
I hate it when they do that.
And then he quit because he thought he was going to be a movie star.
Right. Well, and that's when he made, like, Mr. Limpet and all those movies, right?
And The Reluctant Astronaut.
Yeah.
And they went through the litany of these awful movies that Don Knotts did.
Sure.
And how when they tied together the crash of the career of Don Knotts with the Vietnam era.
Okay.
Which, you know, a lot of has-beens hang their hat on Vietnam
being the reason that
the reason that they were no longer popular.
Is that what he was using?
Yeah,
for?
Well, they had him quoted as saying, the country's sensibilities changed.
Yes.
People no longer wanted good, old-fashioned, homespun entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You had kids getting high and making love, and suddenly no one thought that Don Knotts was great anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they don't realize that they got a goddamn shelf life. They have a life expectancy.
Sure.
You know, and he was lucky to get more than the average guy gets.
Yeah, and the movie career, probably because he didn't make the good movies, is why his career, you know, fell off. If he'd stayed on, you know, the Andy Griffith Show, a little longer, he probably would have done a little better.
Yeah, please, movie star. What kind of movie star is Don Knotts going to be?
I did like the one where he was the fish.
Yeah,
he was the
incredible Mr. Limpet.
The incredible Mr. Limpet. But, you know, we're talking about the incredible Mr. Limpet.
Right, right. Okay.
Hard cartoon.
Hello.
Yeah, really.
Hello.
I liked it when he went, you know, when he made the sound to warn the ships, the
right.
destroyers.
You know, I think that sometimes when I watch MTV, I was watching, same thing I just said about Don Knotts, about the shelf life. I was watching TRL the other night, and I don't know who Carson Daly had on. It was some, not a boy band, but a bunch of young pricks. And they came on, and they just acted like their ass didn't smell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Carson Daly's got that whole thing going. He's a prick, too, that he thinks he's going to have a career forever because there's, you know, there's 5,000 10-year-old girls who haven't had their first period yet who are standing in front of the windows, you know, with the signs of "We love you, Carson." So it was a battle to see who could be the coolest.
And who could have the most attitude.
On TRL. And I was watching this and I was thinking, don't any of them have a clue that 1 year from now,
no,
we're not going to give a rat's ass who they are?
Of course they don't. You know, that's why they're the age they are.
I was watching this, and I'm thinking, don't any of these guys wonder, whatever happened to Matchbox 20? You remember, a year ago, you could not turn on the goddamn radio without hearing a song from Matchbox 20.
Right.
And now, yeah, where are they?
What is the new show that's running all over? They're running a lot of promos for it. Now, is it called Making the Band? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I was wondering if that was the group that Don saw.
I don't think so.
No, they weren't a boy band.
Ah, okay. This is, you know, this is every week now. It seems like they're doing a new audition.
It's with
the big fat guy.
The fat pedophile, the
guy
who
has NSYNC
and Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. He's kind of, he has a formula for turning these boys.
It's a factory.
Yeah, and it's a scary little factory.
They all go down to Orlando, and he, frankly, he looks like
a boy toucher to me.
He does.
Mm. I mean, he's got, you know, he's got the big cabana shirt on.
Yeah,
and
very strange.
He's got all the chains around his neck, mm-hmm. and he gets the boys to take off their shirts.
Do their dance steps.
And do the choreographed dance steps.
There's little formula records happening, right. And it's creepy.
Yeah.
But the only thing that intrigued me was that they did a promo, and I don't even know when the show's on. I saw a promo for it where he was going to tell one of these boy bands that they were done, that they were through. And so, you know, the defeatist negative person in me wanted to see that moment that they apparently were going to have on camera where, you know, they didn't have the moves down, they didn't have the lyrics right, and they, you know, he was going to give them the big kiss that they weren't going to be the next NSYNC. So
I think that it is that 100% reality programming? Are all the boys on that show? Is that real? That he's really going to make them into a real band?
The only thing that indicates that is that they did have that guy, that real guy that that's been profiled before. I think they did a
pedophile.
Yeah,
that's his name. How you doing? I'm pedophile. Maybe you know me from Backstreet or from NSYNC.
And he's such a creep. I mean, he's like Jabba the Hutt sitting there thinking,
"Hey, come on." Hey, you know when the cameras go off, you got to know what really happens. We take okay. All right, Joey. Your name is Joey. That's very nice. Take your slacks off.
Oh, yes. You're going to be in my new band.
All right. All right. I have a little a test to see how limber you are.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like you to do is step out of those shorts. And now I'm going to drop a pencil on the floor.
And touch your toes, son.
I want you to bend over and pick this pencil up now.
Attaboy, Danny.
Okay, now next time, do it just a little slower.
Attaboy.
Just a little slower.
That's, yeah, a little slower. Then. Don't turn around. Now, don't turn around, for the love of God.
Now, come here. Give me some sugar.
Yeah.
Give your Uncle Pete some sugar.
A pedophile.
Come on, all the Backstreet Boys did it. All the NSYNC boys did it. Come on now. Give me some sugar.
That guy, I mean, really, you see him on a post office wall.
Hello. Hello, Andy.
Yeah.
Andy.
How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good. I just want to let you know that Matchbox 20, you know the new Santana CD?
Yes, Chris Thomas was on that.
Yeah, yeah. He's the lead singer for Matchbox 20.
Right, Matchbox 20 and is nothing anymore. You realize that?
I totally agree with you. They're a bunch of nobodies.
I mean, but in music going back for a million years, you have so many bands, the vast majority of hit bands that you have are going to end up, you know, who are they? I
right.
mean, you know, they're very few.
One
I mean,
hit wonders.
Really, it doesn't happen anymore.
Correct, and none of them seem to know it when it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
When they're on top, they think that they're going to be the goddamn Doobie Brothers, and they're going to be around for 25 years.
And in the last 15 years, probably more so mm-hmm. than it used to be. I mean, because all the legendary performers are now blowing spit bubbles.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? And that's what's happening.
And now the world is full of, like, pedophile guys
right.
who just want to find the next boy band, or I imagine somewhere that there's got to be a pedophile for the girls too, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure,
like,
the country singers,
because you know, hey, or no, looking like for the Britney Spears,
right.
and the
sure.
Mandy Moores,
Christina Aguilera. Yeah. I mean, that's right. all they're out there.
Come on in, little girl. How you doing?
I think you're gonna be real hot. I think you're gonna be just terrific.
Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take off your shirt and take off your pants. Head on, Uncle Pete, see what you got there.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be a star.
I'm
yeah.
gonna make you a star.
Now listen, here's the first word you got. No, you want to be a record star. Implants. Do you know what implants are? How old are you? What are you, 13?
You're going to be a star.
You're going to be good.
Oh, you saying your parents won't let you do that? Oh, come on. Let me have a word with them. I'll take them out to dinner.
Come on, Uncle Pete. You said I'm old Uncle Pete of Fire wants to make you the next Britney Spears. Yes, I do.
Hey, come on now.
That guy is disgusting, isn't he?
Come on. Yeah, I mean, really, and you're right. The chains that do it, you know.
Yep.
The shirt unbuttoned one too many so you can see that cod belly.
And which one of them is it that's suing him? One of those bands, it's either the Backstreet Boys or
the Backstreet Boys.
One of those two bands mm-hmm. are suing him.
Right.
And I don't think they're suing him because he, you know, touched them in,
no, it's money
in a bad spot. It's because he took all their money.
It's and he's got, he makes them sign a contract. He's Colonel Tom Parker is what he is.
Right. Hello, Joel.
Hey. The lead singer for Matchbox 20 was Rob Thomas.
Oh, what did I say? Chris Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you knew what I meant. That's the charm of me.
Yes. Yeah, well, I get that about you, Don. But the thing is, he's had like one of the biggest hits of the year with Carlos Santana.
Listen, I will bet you right now anything you want, you name it, 1 year from now, he's nothing. Right now, he's nothing. He's
nothing.
Is that the...
Is that the one? Is that the same thing?
No, it's Smooth.
Oh, okay, yeah. The other one. All right.
You're So Smooth. Okay. Who was it that saw the radio play?
Who's the guy that sings on that one? The guy that sings on the other Santana hit, the other smash.
Maria Maria.
Maria Maria. Oh, you mean the one that goes, oh, Maria Maria.
No, the other one. The other. Give me your rank.
That's who it is.
That's Rob Thomas.
That's Rob Thomas.
Okay, that's what I was saying. I didn't communicate it effectively with my wonderful musical ability.
That's him. But
I'll bet you, hey, Don, I'll bet you a Hummer.
You mean a BJ?
Yeah.
A BJ that this guy, Chris Thomas, or is it Rob Thomas?
Rob Thomas
lingers?
But I don't want a BJ from you.
Is the band still Matchbox 20, or is he on his own now as a solo?
They're releasing a new CD.
Right, yeah, they're over. But I don't want a BJ from you, and I'm sure God knows you don't want one from me, and I'm not giving you one.
Have you seen any of the interviews with Carlos Santana, though? That's not too many years in the fast lane, is it? You know, he's there, but he's really not there.
Toasty.
They did a profile, one of the news magazines, where he was talking, and he gives you that little, with the eyes once in a while.
Take another hit from the bong, Carlos.
Hello, Kathy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
I just wanted to say that Matchbox 20 has something coming out in May.
Right. Congratulations to them. I'm telling you, they're yesterday's news.
You think so?
I know so, honey.
Radio here.
Honey, I know so.
Oh, okay, well.
Let me just mention to you some other names that have been tossed around in the past like this. Mm-hmm. The Gin Blossoms.
Mm-hmm. Well, they only had one song.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay.
They're all the same. They're goddamn dime a dozen.
Well, I still like them.
They are. They're worthless. They're totally interchangeable.
Okay, I guess you're right.
But you can understand why people that when it strikes a chord and the fans are passionate about them.
Well,
when
I'm
you
not,
say Diamond Dust.
How can you be passionate about Matchbox 20? Have you heard their songs?
I think this woman probably would be a little passionate about them.
No,
you're a fan.
I wouldn't go that far.
Are you a fan?
I like some of their music, yeah.
Yeah. You know, Matchbox 20 is just Bob Dylan with better singing. That's all it is, really. Matchbox.
Well, he's still
now there I must take issue, please. No one sings better than Dylan.
We can knock it off.
All right, goodbye,
okay,
Kathy.
Bye.
Was it another years ago, really? Like 5-6 years ago on a Letterman?
Award? Oh, no, it was an award show, wasn't it?
I thought it was a Letterman anniversary show that we saw. Remember, I think it might have been the Letterman anniversary show.
You might be right. That's why I thought it was an award show, because it might have been one of Letterman's specials.
And it was, you know, he was real. I think it was his old producer, Morty, was excited because they got Dylan to perform. And Dylan, you know, oh, my.
Oh, and one more thing for the new operations manager here at WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Never touch me.
Okay?
Thank you.
He's a toucher.
He's not touched me in the past.
He's touched me.
He's not touched me before, and today as he came down the hall, gave me one of these big old slaps on the shoulder, like, ha-ha, I'm the manager now.
Oh, really? A little more confidence, huh?
Yeah, right. Really? Just don't touch me.
Well, I don't touch me that way, with the back slap, but you can do all the other touching you've done. That's for me, Mike. Touch all you want.
Let me call him.
I like it. A nice reassuring squeeze is my favorite kind of touch.
Stand by, Buzz.
Okay.
Come to you for some news in a moment.
All right. Now, we haven't identified this individual yet. So
no,
he
and he
be...
will remain a mystery. We will not identify him.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's even just sitting there looking at the phone ringing.
Hi, it's Jim McClure. Please leave me a message.
Oh, we've made a mistake.
Record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
That's the wrong number.
Sorry, I dialed the wrong number. I was trying to dial the number of the new operations manager at WJFK.
We seem to misdial. We'll see if we can get the right individual soon.
But, Jim, this message applies for you also. Don't ever touch me again.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Slap recent? I mean, did he do
it
this?
It was during the last commercial set.
Oh.
You know, when he's walking around strutting.
Yeah.
You know, the proud cock walking around the halls.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Legends, you're a crappy resort. Go to hell, Legends. Mike is here to report. You're a bunch of stupid racist bastards. And your customer service is at church. Oh, so Legends.
This is your guy, right?
Yeah. Dixie Flag.
I accept no responsibility for what he's saying.
You're a bunch of stupid bags. Go to hell, you crap.
He was really, got him worked up, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Sorry about that.
He was upset about your vacation yesterday.
He cares more about upset, you. Actually, than I was. I guess.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Now, Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz up.
Hold on a second. We just take this call right here. Doug.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
Doug, what can I do for you?
Hey, you were talking about how putting in blowfish or a dime a dozen?
Yes.
Don't you remember when you professed your love for them?
Yes, it was when they were popular.
Mm-hmm. But you loved them. You talked
right.
to them on the phone.
When they were popular.
So you don't love them, you just love them and leave them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don, you're a real man.
Thank you. Come
hey,
on.
So you earned his respect.
Christ, come on, please.
You think I really like Hootie and the Blowfish?
I did when they were selling records, when they called the show all the time.
You didn't like when they were selling records. You loved.
I loved them.
Right. Loved, and you wanted them to be your friend.
Loved them, but right. now F them.
Buzz?
Yes. We are going to break the news up into two separate segments on every show.
All right.
So we'll do a segment right now. What is your lead story on this segment of the news and the comments?
Mariah Carey eats some bad oysters.
Oh. I bet she has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. It'll be a good chance for us to do our Mariah Carey impressions also.
Yeah, baby.
Stand by. We'll be back with just a taste. Just a taste of news and comment coming right up.
This is her heart full of love and their throat full of phlegm.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
All right, let's go to Buzz now and get a brief update on news. And then Buzz will have more news later in today's show.
Here's part one. Eating raw oysters has landed Mariah Carey in the hospital.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
No, she's in fair condition, actually, at Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital. She's on an IV being treated for dehydration that was caused by food poisoning.
Ms. Carey, here are your oysters. These are wonderful. We've got some from the Pacific Northwest, and we've got some Long Island oysters here.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Hey. These don't taste that good.
Oh, well, they're a different flavor, Miss Carey. I think you'll enjoy
it. Oh, Jesus effing Christ. I'm going to puke.
That's the thing about her. You look at her, and you think, nice.
Sure.
Yeah. Nice looking. And then she opens her mouth.
Yeah, right.
That's when it's all New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then she's,
yo. Yo, this is Mariah Carey. How you doing?
Hey, I got effing food poisoning.
Hey, Carson Daly. Hello. This is Mariah Carey.
Don't you look at me like that.
F you, F-ball. I just puked on the TRL.
I can't do the concert tonight. I gotta come out of both ends.
Raw oysters sometimes carry bacteria that can make you very ill, even kill you, and these were Atlanta oysters.
And imagine when she was married.
Tommy!
Tommy Mottola.
Tommy, I told you, I can't come out unless you promise to photograph the right side of my effing face. Not the left side, Tommy.
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 The hospital says ex-husband Tommy Mottola did call to ask how the diva was doing.
Hey, how you doing?
By the way, the illness forced Carey to cancel a show in Atlanta's Fleet Center, and if this was a pop-up video, this is be where we tell you that Fleet is ironically also the name of an enema. The phone here, I think.
Hello? Mariah? This is Tommy.
Hi, this is Tommy Mottola.
Oh, Tommy, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I got it coming out of both ends.
Hey, you squaw.
Hey, what are you talking to me like that for, Tommy?
How's my favorite squaw doing?
Hey, that's not nice. Don't talk. Don't effing talk to me like that.
Hey, you bim.
Hey, cut it out.
Hey, you bim.
Oh, you're sour grapes. You still wish you was doing me.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm doing Mandy Moore.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm doing her right up the butt.
Okay, but I bet you she finds you inadequate too, Tommy.
Hey.
Yeah.
You watch your mouth.
I ain't gonna watch my mouth no more, Tommy.
You watch your mouth.
Hey, Tommy, I got it coming out one end. I'm gonna send you some in a baggie.
Oh, no.
There you go.
I made you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Tommy Mottola.
I gotta go. I'm hanging up on you, Tommy. Click.
Why the relationship fell apart, of course.
Bitch.
Darva Conger.
Bitch.
Darva Conger is no longer married to Rick Rockwell.
Well,
the couple that got hitched on Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire had their union dissolved today in a Las Vegas courtroom. The bride told the judge she didn't know about Rockwell's background when she married him. She said she has learned her lesson, and with that, the judge granted the annulment she'd asked for. A new study says only 2% of today's modern brides are virgins. The survey has a couple of other interesting points. It shows that 2/3 of today's brides are refusing to promise to obey. And 75.
That's a mistake right there.
Right there, if I'm the groom, you're out of there. You leave. I mean, of course they're not going to obey, but I mean, if they have a problem with the wording at the ceremony, you're up and
turn around.
Sure.
Turn around. Be a runaway bride.
And this is shocking and I think perhaps unfair. 75% of the brides say they would call off the wedding if their partner had a final fling at his stag party.
Oh, well, if that's the case, no one in this room would be married.
Absolutely. I think that's true. It's unreasonable.
Absolutely. Nobody in this room would be married if that were true.
Memo?
Isn't that right, Rob?
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either, Don.
Nobody in this room.
We were
except recently. Me. Would yes, be married.
That's right. Memo to Charlie Broyhill. British researchers say people who use hands-free cell phones may be bombarding their brains with radiation.
God, let's hope so.
Now, wait a minute. Hands-free? Right. You would think.
I would think that if you have it up to your ear, you're going to get...
Exactly. That's one of the reasons they invented the handsets, aside from the convenience. They say the headset actually triples the amount of radiation a cell phone user gets into the user's head.
Oh, wow.
Surprising, because a lot of cell phone owners got the headsets to avoid the radiation. Turns out the headsets act as antennas that beef up the radiation.
But if you use hands-free without the headset, you're okay, right?
Well,
see,
yeah,
you have to do the news according to Mike. Mike doesn't care about Charlie Broyhill getting head cancer.
Thank you, Don.
Mike has hands-free in his car.
The one I talk to you on all the time where you say, pick up.
It
drives me nuts, but I heard my wife talk to me on it, and now I understand why you asked me to pick up, because it's really hardly audible at all.
Yeah, I know it is.
But I don't want to bombard my... See, I don't have a headset.
Right.
I got the thing that you stick in your car.
You're fine, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, you should be far enough away from that.
Good.
Researchers admit, though, that...
Maybe.
Sorry,
Boyle, if you're talking like this. Meanwhile, I'll be driving along with my perfectly healthy car phone.
The scientists admit the jury is still out on whether this radiation of which they speak can cause cancer, memory loss, or psychological disturbances.
You know the one I heard today? I mean, it's not, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not sweeps, right? It's not TV sweeps.
Not yet.
But there was a sweep story that you will probably see on your local news. Your dry cleaning can kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dry cleaning.
How?
Cancer. Give you the cancer.
How can it give you the cancer?
The stuff they clean it with, the stuff that they put on your clothes that they use to keep your clothes all clean.
The chemicals.
The chemicals. Mm-hmm. Give you the cancer. Give you the cancer now, so don't go to the dry cleaner.
Really?
Well, and then the lady that they were interviewing about?
No problem with us, then. Our family.
And then the lady...
Don't go in the washer. It don't get clean.
That's the lady they were talking to about it, too. Oh, you shocker. She works for a company that also cleans clothes, but not using the chemical.
Oh, of course not.
She was the one. She was the main source of the story.
Right.
Yeah,
Buzzy, hold on a second.
All right.
Let me just fly through a couple of these calls. Some people have been very patiently waiting. Mm-hmm. I think some people want to talk about that pedophile with NSYNC, I think. Hello, Red?
Yes.
Red?
Yes, Good Radio Gods, the best TV show on the world. How are you?
What?
Yes, what can we do for you, Red?
Listen, this Matchbox 20 you were talking about, the band?
Yes.
I've never heard of them. Who's in that band? Like Gene Rayburn, Charles Nelson Reilly, Gary Berghoff?
Right, Buzz, I'm sorry I interrupted for that call. Let me try this one.
It's
Hello.
Match Game 20.
Tim.
Hey.
Hey, Tim.
Are you trying to provoke calls from down on Long Island?
What's it to you? Yo.
You know, you guys are talking like that and you get it all wrong.
Oh, come on, like Mariah Carey doesn't talk like that?
Mariah Carey was two towns over from me. I don't think so.
All right, then how does she talk?
I think more like this.
I think Mariah Carey talks just like you talk.
Well, maybe she hasn't been to Vermont lately.
And Mariah Carey talks at this pitch, too.
No.
No, you know she does.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know absolutely she does.
What's it to you? I got it coming out of both ends. That's getting better now.
There you are.
Right, you got to keep working, because you got to go down there and you actually be on the air down there.
All right, you are a pisser.
Yes.
Mariah Carey talks like Polly Walnuts in real life.
That's right.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Radio God?
Dave, buddy.
Buddies.
Hi, buddy.
What's going on?
What?
So what's going on with Mariah Carey?
Come on, Buzz. You know, I'm sorry, there was no one that had pertinent information about Mr. Pedophile.
Who knew?
I'm sorry.
Oh, the NSYNC guys?
No, you're not playing anymore. You weren't prepared.
Sorry, you're out. Out. Sorry.
My apologies. What is your next story, Buzz?
Well, last October on a flight from Dallas to New England, a British man sat next to a British woman he did not know.
Hello.
It was a long flight. They had some drinks.
Hello.
They had lots of drinks.
I like you.
Mm-hmm. One thing did lead to another.
I like you, too.
Would you like another drink?
Oh, yes.
All right, continue, Buzz.
They became fast friends.
I like you.
Airline officials say the man...
I think we're becoming fast friends.
Ah, big time.
The man and the woman got drunk, according to the airlines.
I'm so drunk, I'm bombed.
I love you. I really do.
And it was maybe at about this point they started fondling one another.
Could I touch your breast?
They say that at one point...
Am I the woman?
Yes, of course you are.
All right.
Yes.
May I touch your balls?
Go ahead. I don't feel them right now because I'm so drunk.
They say at one point the woman's blouse and pants were off.
Take off your pants and your blouse.
Feel me.
Could I touch your knickers?
Today, Amanda Holt
touch me.
And David Macon were slapped with a fine. They've already lost their jobs because of all the publicity back in England, and Macon says his family has suffered as well.
Oh, no, my family's going to find out that I took your blouse off.
I don't care. Fond on me.
Here we go.
Hello.
I'll give it once for... There you go, loves.
Oh, boogers.
Great bugger off.
Is it bugger that bugger. They say that? Bugger. Is that bugger?
Boogers.
Oh, buggers.
You could change it, though. I like that. Boogers.
Here comes the stewardess. She's going to see is fondling each other.
Hello, love. Look, get us another couple of drinks, will you? I'm touching her. I'm touching her down there.
And look. Hey, look here, love. I'm touching a sack.
Oh, go on. And get us some more peanuts. There you go. That's a good girl. That's her, love. She's a nice flight attendant. She ain't even looking at me fondling you. And you touching me sack. It's fantastic.
This doesn't happen very often. A critic for the New York Post today called on CBS to cancel its morning show with Bryant Gumbel. Adam Buckman says the early show is a $30 million failure. He says the ratings...
Well, someone should give Adam Buckman the Pulitzer Prize.
Absolutely. He says the ratings were never good, and now they're down more. He says the network's affiliates are starting to revolt against the show, threatening to carry other programming. The critic says the show might have worked if Gumbel had, and I quote, bothered to come down off his high horse, end quote.
Hello.
He says that Gumbel, instead, is so aloof around the office...
Well, that's crap.
His underlings are banned from communicating with him except through email.
There's no real need for them to communicate with me, boss.
Yeah, really, why,
Brian? I show up at the studio, I do my show,
mm-hmm.
And why do they have to talk?
Well, they're mechanics
the way of the program.
Of the show to be taken care of.
We have email.
Also, not good publicity that, like, his first wife is divorcing him and saying that he didn't pay her a dime for 20 years.
Donald, how is that relevant? I see no real... No, there's no relevance in that. See,
this critic says that CBS executives
but
must be... Yes,
please,
Brian.
Don't talk to me directly. If you have something to say, send me an email.
I'll get right on
it. I'd appreciate that, Bug.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you, Brian.
Take care. Donald. Good luck.
Thank you, Brian.
Terrific. Here I am. High atop my horse. There we go. Lovely, lovely day.
The Orkin people say they have heard from viewers who are angry about the Exterminator's new TV commercial.
Why?
The spot starts out looking like an ad for a fabric softener. And then a very big, very real-looking cockroach crawls across the screen.
You said cockroach.
Yes, I did. A woman says she woke up two of her neighbors...
Imagine that, if it was a bug that really looked like that.
...to get them to come kill the roach.
Wow. I bet there are bugs that look like that. We could find a bug that looks like that.
Right.
Probably in the Amazon.
Probably. One man says he just stepped out of the shower, saw the roach, and snapped it with his towel. Some folks even threw things at their TV sets to try to kill the bug, and at least two viewers are trying to get Orkin to replace their now broken TV sets when they tried to smash the cockroach.
Thank you. Hello, Orkin? I broke my magic box.
Hello?
When I tried to snap at the bug,
your bug was so realistic on the TV.
It had made me snap my towel, and I broke my magic box. Now I can't watch the cable.
Wait till we all get high-definition TV.
Hello, Orkin. I have low-definition TV.
I really thought that cockroach was real, and I shot my TV.
Buzz, let me do a break.
We'll come back.
You can give us one more teeny-tiny thing of news, and we'll come back with more later. We'll be right back.
This is the beloved smell of Marquee in the morning. Don and Mike.
Listen, are you ready for the announcement about our next Las Vegas
style show.
I certainly am.
I know you've been wondering when we are coming back to the D.C. Baltimore area, and here is the answer. On Wednesday, May 3rd, we got a place that is right between D.C. and Baltimore.
Very good.
In Columbia, Maryland.
Absolutely. It's right between the two.
We will be at a joint called Carmen Kaboom.
Carmen Kaboom!
This is our Las Vegas-style show for the year 2000. All new, all retooled, and all X-rated with all kinds of different body parts. Don't cost nothing to get in. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to the show. Wednesday, May 3, we hit the stage at 9 o'clock at Carmen Kaboom.
Kaboom already.
And that is in Columbia, Maryland. We'll see you there.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Long time since we've done a Las Vegas-style show right here in our backyard, and we will see you there. Now, Buzz, just a little more news.
Okay.
We will come back to you later in the show for a little more news.
Just a taste. Kelsey Grammer's wife, Camille, was supposed to speak to Congress yesterday here about gastrointestinal diseases. I'm surprised we weren't asked to testify, Buzz. Yeah, we should be there.
Sure.
On behalf of the International Foundation for Functional and Gastrointestinal Disorders and the Digestive Disease National Coalition, she was planning on asking for more money for research. But the New York Post says Camille couldn't make it thanks to a last-minute flare-up of irritable bowel syndrome.
You mean irritable bowel syndrome?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, I know you get nervous about that because you think of yourself.
There's a lot of this going around. Tim Allen is recovering from surgery to remove part of his colon. No word on why the operation was needed, but...
Is the whole second segment of the news going to be stories that just Buzz can relate to?
Yeah, I got 8-9 stories here about colons.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. Anyway, he's expected to make a full recovery. Allen had an emergency appendectomy last fall.
I wonder if he was going rah, 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 when he had that happen.
And it's a girl for John Travolta and Kelly Preston, and a big girl at that. Born Monday, Ella Blue weighs 9 pounds.
All right, the nice.
Mother and daughter are fine. The girl has an older brother named Jet, who's almost 8.
Oh, Jesus. Isn't the kid Jet?
Jet, with 2 T's.
Like Joan Jet?
Yeah, like that.
J-E-A-T-T. Hey, Jet, where's your brother? Automobile.
Where's saliva? All right, the dice.
Good one.
Good one.
All right.
Yeah, the dice.
All right.
Mr. Cotter.
Hello, Mr. Cotter. Jet and Lila, whatever the hell the name is.
Where's your brother, Pencil?
And welcome to Tehran, the capital of Iran, where the local time is 1953. The Iranian government has just ruled that its citizens may now possess, without fear of punishment, immoral videos.
Cool. I love it when you make a joke like that, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. You do?
And that's what that was.
Yeah, it was a little
welcome
humor.
Welcome to Tehran, where the local time is 19.
Something like the flight attendant might say upon your arrival.
Right.
Very, very clever, boys.
Oh. Immoral video.
Thank you.
That's what I was looking for.
Thank you. I'll be here for a couple more minutes.
Nice.
Thank you.
Immoral videos.
Giving you a big fanfare when you make a funny.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Tehran, where the local time is 19:53.
There he is. I'll be at the funny bone all week long.
Call 555-HA-HA.
In Tehran.
I got a good one for you, Myrtle Beach. If you're ever down there, stop by the Comedy Cabana.
The Comedy Cabana.
Yes, there is. And it had one of those numbers you like to say, you know, the 1-800-HA-HA or
something
like that. But now these immoral videos that they have sort of legalized for people, those are defined as any that show couples hugging or kissing. That's considered an immoral video in Iran.
Okay.
Oh, no,
look at this. This is the one I love this lady. Oh, she's so hot. Thank God the government lets us now have immoral videos.
Honey, it's time for dinner. Look, it's 1953.
Oh, don't worry.
Time for dinner.
My couscous can wait.
All right. The new law says it's okay to have videos that include hugging and kissing so long as they're just for private use.
Where are the kids? I told them to be home for dinner by 1953.
Try to sell these videos or show them in public and expect fines, prison, or floggings.
Oh, I love a good flogging. Buzz, let me just stop you right there.
there. All right.
Stop you right there. We will come back later in this news, program, later in the show for more, more of the Buzz News.
All right.
Still working out the bugs on exactly when to start and when to stop him.
Very good.
Okay, I don't want to go overboard with this because then, you know, the next thing you know, we're doing an all-news show, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and you and I are out on our ass.
Hello.
Homo Joe here, Donna, Mike, and Buzz. Welcome back. Missed you guys.
Donna, Mike, Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe and the Witness Protection Program.
There you go.
Hello, Homo Joe. Anybody threaten you recently?
No, not really, but we have two restraining orders out and one more left to go.
Wow.
So you're finding the people in Wichita who threatened you?
Yeah.
Good.
So it's good. Not that they're ever going to come here, hopefully, but we're taking the actions as we decided we should do.
The people who threaten you, do they work at radio station KFH?
No, unfortunately not.
Now, when you were tracking these people down, were you able to get an idea who did this, whether it was a joke? I mean, did these people have contact with somebody, or is this all just a...
No, the one guy has been known to be meeting up a lot of gays in that area.
Really?
So it was a true... the other one might have been a joke. We're still not sure on that one.
You know, I think we were talking about this the other day. A restraining order is one thing, but can't you do anything more to...
Oh, yeah, we're going to do more, but that's the first step.
Okay.
That's the first step, but just want to give you an update and let you know things are going well.
All right, glad to hear it, Homo Joe.
And I'll look forward to the next Las Vegas-style show right there in Columbia, backyard.
And speaking of backyard, what's new in your bedroom?
Nothing. I've been very celibate for a while, And
for a while. How's that, about an hour?
A couple hours.
A couple hours, very good.
Just kidding.
Really, how long has it been?
It's been, I would say, since January.
Oh. You have not been with a man since January?
I have not been. I told you I was going to go celibate.
Oh,
and
well, that's great. What an incredible willpower.
But very the funny thing is, I got a phone call last night out of the blue from a guy that used to live across the street from me that lives in New Jersey that tracked me down by 1-800-USA-SEARCH and wanted to get together with me.
Well, that's always creepy when they find you that way.
I know, but he was a nice guy. We used to play ball together when we were...
I bet you did.
Baseball.
Oh, really? You played baseball?
Yeah, center field.
I bet you both were really bad at it?
Yeah.
Of course they were. I'd love to see Homo Joe try to play baseball.
Oh, man.
That would be funny.
Let me tell you.
I'm surprised you didn't, you played outfield, or were you just pitching and catching?
Just pitching and catching, up there. My favorite two positions. Just favorite one position, actually.
You know, I bet Homo's really loved back when all the teams had those polyester uniforms. Like, remember the old Houston Astros uniforms that had
the wild colors?
The orange. The yellow.
Absolutely.
They're very tight.
They were all made out of that stretchy stuff.
Yeah. I went out and bought a jersey like that for a collector's item. I don't know whatever happened to it, but I actually, because I knew it was going to be around for a brief amount, and there would never, ever be a jersey uglier than that.
One of those queer Houston Astro jerseys.
Amazing. And do you remember the Chicago White Sox uniforms?
Oh, yes. When they had shorts.
And they wore those black uniforms with they almost looked like knickers.
Yeah. Except they were short pants.
Short pants that like came just over the knee.
You know what I really hated more than any of that during that whole era was when the Pittsburgh Pirates wore those hats
with the stripes.
Yeah, except they weren't baseball hats. They were like
stovepipe hats.
Yeah, except they weren't as tall and as like an Abe Lincoln hat.
And they were black and they had the yellow lines on them, the yellow stripes, and then the Pittsburgh logo.
A P on the front of it. Big yellow P.
But I'll have to tell you one thing. You know, after that show the other week, we talked about the stalking and all that stuff. And
yes.
I had 123 emails in support, and I want to thank everybody that listens to the show across the country. It was wonderful, including New York.
Yeah, most people are cool.
Yeah, I was really surprised. And I answered all of them in favor and said thanks for listening to the show and being supportive.
That's wonderful.
All right. Well, Joe, I think, if I was you, perhaps I wouldn't answer so many emails.
Yeah, well, true. There you go. You might be right. There might be a stalker lurking behind one of them.
The same type of approach that you decided to take with your buttocks over the last 3 months, you might want to take with your emailing habits.
Yeah, true. Absolutely.
What I mean is that you've closed your buttocks for the last 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Do the same with the email.
Close your window.
Close the window. Close the window of opportunity.
You do see a lot of those things where, it's like people can just reach right into your house there. It's not cool.
Absolutely.
And it's not regulated right now,
Absolutely. Right. Well, I want to thank you guys and look forward to hearing some of the good shows that I miss so much.
Buttocks closed.
Are great.
Email closed.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Homer.
All right. Talk to you all later.
All right. Bye-bye.
But
that was Homo Joe, everybody.
Homo Joe, good friend of the show, and you'll see him at our Las Vegas style show.
Not a mic, Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe here. I responded to each and every one of them. I've received 4,000 emails, and I responded to each and every one of them and gave them my name and address.
The guy worries about being stalked, but he answers every cuckoo emails him.
That's right. Okay. And then he gets the next email. Right. Not the nice one, no.
Those are going to try to give away something right now.
Oh, I know what we're going to do.
We're going to try to give away some cake.
Yeah.
Some money, some cake, some dinero, some dough. It's been a long time since we've played this game, and I'm not sure exactly what the name of this game is. I think it's the Mike Hunt game.
Okay.
Here's how we do this. It only works if you have a cell phone. You get your cell phone, and what you do is call us right now, 1-877-365-3636. And you want to go into a store that has a PA system.
You want to have somebody paged.
Right. Whether it's a Walmart, those are always good. You can always go into a drugstore,
right,
and get someone paged in a drugstore,
right,
even in a grocery store. But what you have to do is walk into the store with your phone on, and you're talking to us. As you walk up to the counter, you say, we'll give you a fake name, whether it's Pat McGroin or Mike Hunt or
Major Woody
or Phil McCracken.
Holden McGroin.
Craven Moorhead.
That's always a good one.
We've got a lot of good ones.
Sure.
And what we'll ask you to do is have that person paid.
And if we hear it, you win.
That's how simple the game is. And, you know, I think we'll go, let's have the first name, Craven Moorhead.
Craven Moorhead, good. You did that the last time, and I'll tell you, there's something about that name. It's so out there that it works. I like that.
Just cuts through. So if you want to play right now, you have to have a cell phone that you can take into a store or into a pharmacy with you.
Right.
Call us at 1-877-365-3636. We'll walk you through it. You get them to announce the person's name. We hear it. Boom, you win. Call Toya right now.
This is Executive Directors of the Group Home, Don and Mike.
All right, before we take these calls from folks who are all over America ready to play the Craven Moorhead game, a couple of brief notes that I forgot to mention earlier.
Yes.
First, I could give a rat's ass about Elian Gonzalez.
Right.
I really could.
It's truly amazing what this has become, and you got to feel for the kid.
I could care less. Let him live there. Let him live here. Who the freak cares? I got bigger problems to worry about than Elian Gonzalez.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what it has become, especially down in Miami.
And his dad. I don't care about his dad either. Let his dad come. Let his dad go.
Did he live with his dad? He didn't live with his dad in Cuba, right? Weren't they separated?
Didn't he live with his nana or something like that?
No, he lived with his mother, I think.
His mother, yes.
He lived with his mother, and, I mean, they were not together. Mom and dad weren't together, which, I mean,
right.
I know it doesn't matter, especially if you consider laws in this country that, you know, you always go with the custodial parent. You always do. That's the way it's but they weren't together, so, I mean, it's just sad.
I feel bad for the kid. Are they going to have to take the kid out of the house now and have, 550,000 cameras in his face?
Listen, here's all I'm saying. Stop it. I don't care about it.
Everybody go home is what you're saying.
Yes.
Everyone go home.
Close down shop.
You know, do whatever you want, but just everybody just stop it.
I'm just sick of it. I've had it up to here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second thing. We've worked it out with the gerbil. The studio space is WNEW in New York.
Yes, we will not be in a closet.
Nope, we'll be in a regular studio, and we will start going to New York at least two days a week. We'll start that next week. For those of you listening to us in the New York area, you'll be able to come down to NEW to do some stuff with us.
Yeah. Right.
See, and if we had been able to stick to the original schedule and go up there this week, listen, we just missed this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just told me that they have tickets for us to sit in the audience of the Millionaire Show on Friday night.
Oh, that would have been great.
Friday night, they're taping. It's when Cunny Lee Gifford is taping the celebrity who wants to be a millionaire.
Oh, my Ooh. God.
Where Regis sits in one seat and Cunny Lee sits in the other seat.
Unbelievable.
And he asks her the questions.
Wow.
And the guy said, you know, I can get you two tickets. You can get in. You can hassle her.
Right.
Of course, it would be edited out since mm-hmm. they edit everything out of the show anyway. But it would be fantastic to go to just see.
Oh, absolutely. Have a full report on it. That's
right.
Too bad. That's a shame. Well, that's the kind of stuff we're going to be able to do.
Right. We can't do that because of Jeremy Coleman.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Because he couldn't work it out this week.
Appreciate it.
For us to get up to NEW this week.
Jeremy!
Because he had other pressing business.
Yes, he did.
He had important lunches that he had to have.
Unbelievable.
With his new henchman,
J.B. Coleman.
Hello. Hello, Stacy.
Hello.
This is Stacy calling us from Sacramento, California. Hello, Stacy.
Hello there, guys. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. Now, what establishment? I can't believe you called him that on the air.
I know.
J.B. J.B. Coleman.
Oh.
John Buford Coleman.
I guarantee the JB doesn't stand for John Buford.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can never tell you what the JB stands for. But I'll tell you this. It's funny as hell.
I wish somebody let me in on the joke. I really do.
Oh, okay, Mike. Hello, Stacy.
Yes?
Buzz, you don't have an idea, do you?
Not a clue, no.
You know what? Let's play a game with Buzz.
All right.
During the show, Buzz, just write down what you think the JB and JB Coleman might stand for.
Very good.
All right. I guarantee you'll never come up with
that. That's right.
Stacy?
Yeah?
What store will you be going into today?
I am going into the Rite Aid.
Oh, into a pharmacy.
That's always a good one because they're always very busy.
Yes.
All right, well, what we need you to do, honey, is walk in with your cell phone.
Uh-huh.
Walk right up to the pharmacy desk or wherever you paid somebody.
Okay.
And do all of this with your phone turned on so we can hear you.
Okay.
Tell them that you need someone paged in the store. The name is Craven Moorhead.
Okay.
And then, after you make the request, turn your back, hold the phone up in the air so we can hear the page. We hear the page. You win $50.
Okay, what if I hold the phone up, though, and that gives it away, and they think it's pretty obvious what's going on?
No, you can actually kind of, like, hold it close. You know, you
hold
can
it
just,
in front of me, but just so they can't see it?
Just point it to the speaker. You know, those paging systems, we usually hear it because they're designed for everybody to hear it.
Okay, and can I make up whatever story I need to as to why I have to have
I don't care. Whatever. Just,
whatever.
As
just
long as
to page Craven Moorhead?
Craven Moorhead.
Okay, here we go.
That's the name.
All right, let's listen.
And while we're waiting, Buzz, you have a guess?
I have a couple of guesses.
Okay.
You must never repeat these.
Of course not.
All right. Here's the first one.
Buzz, can you write it down on
my
thimble size?
Write bigger.
Try to write bigger. Write bigger, Buzz.
I'm not proud of this, so I wrote it small.
I know. You're in the next room. Write it bigger.
All right.
Please. All right, what do you think, Buzz?
All right, here was the first guess.
No. That's an obvious one. I think a lot of people guess that, and that's not what it means.
Okay. This one has more
what
letters.
What is this woman doing?
Okay, here we go.
All right, let us hear everything, please.
Okay.
All right, Buzzy, what's your other guess?
Here's the other one.
Sorry, were you next? Okay.
No, that wasn't it either?
No.
Hi, I'm hoping you can help me. I'm looking for my grandfather. He was supposed to come over to drop off a prescription, and he's not here in the store. Can you page him? I'm afraid he might be lost. His first name is Craven. Last name is Moorhead. Craven Moorhead, yes.
Craven Moorhead, you're in the store.
Bravo, ma'am.
That's a 10.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
You aced it. You aced it. Good job.
All right, the next one has to be a tougher name. Maybe the next one has to be Mike Hunt, I think.
All right. Where you guys want me to go now?
You did a great job, man.
Stacy, enjoy your $50. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hold on. And Buzz, for everybody playing the J.B. Coleman game at home,
yes.
I will tell you that the J does not stand for Jeremy.
Okay, very good. Right. Entirely different.
For those of you playing the game at home.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to, now, how can you play this game at a Lens Crafters?
Hello. Well,
Bill?
I'm in a mall, but I think Mike Hunt is just too, that's hard.
Lens Crafters usually wouldn't, I wouldn't
they wouldn't
think
have
would,
a paging system. No.
Wouldn't, you can hear it. It's all over the mall.
Too small.
Yeah, but you're in a small area. No, that doesn't work.
No, I'm sorry.
You would hear it. It goes all over the whole mall.
But why would Lens Crafters?
I'm going to have them page two Lens Crafters.
Oh, page two. Is this the mall paging?
Yeah, the mall paging.
Oh, okay.
All that's right. A different story.
It says on the screen you're at Lens Crafters.
No, I'm going to have them page two Lens Crafters.
All right, and the name, I'm sorry if you think it's tough. The name, Bill, is Mike Hunt.
Oh, that is too hard.
All right, good luck.
But I could try. You want to page Mike Hunt to Lens Crafters? Oh, I did.
Oh, please. It is too much of a... He was challenged.
Lame. Yeah, this is a challenge, guys.
What are you doing? Wait, what are you doing?
Who are you talking to?
The representative at Lens Crafters.
I don't get it.
Oh, no.
I totally don't get it.
Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Joe, who's in California. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Joe.
Yes.
You know what? Hold on. That's an awful phone. I'll come back to you, Joe. Let's go to Kevin.
Hey, boys.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you calling from?
Rockville.
Rockville, Maryland. What store are you going into, Kevin?
Food Lion.
Ah, good old grocery store.
Food Lion.
Food Lion.
All right, the name that you want paged is Mike Hunt.
That's a breeze, no problem.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Walking in. Right. Play a game with Buzz, it'll be like 20 seconds.
What did he say about Fuzz?
He said, play the game with Buzz. It'll take about 20 seconds.
Oh, I got you.
Any more ideas, Buzz?
Let's try this one. I don't know. Am I getting warm?
Yeah.
You gotta get into the neighborhood.
Yes, you are.
Right. I'm glad I didn't say what I just thought. Before you wrote that down, I said, if you come up with it, I'll lead with the news every day at the beginning of the show. I won't just give you a segment.
My brother, I think he's in the store. Do you have him paged by chance? Mike Hunt.
I heard it. It counts. Good job, sir.
Thanks,
that's the way to do it to you. Get right in there and dive right in.
Yeah. No messing around.
All right. Good job.
Good job. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Marvelous. Simply marvelous.
I know it's a stupid game, but I love it.
That's great.
I do love it. Now, we'll do one more. Do you want it to be...
I'd love it to be Holden McGroin.
Holden McGroin.
It's a tough one because it really does sound like a jive name. But
all right,
Holden
Joe?
McGroin.
Yes.
All right, now, Joe, you're in a better cell now. You're in Grass Valley, California. Where is that?
About 40 miles from Sacramento.
It's where Carlos Santana lives.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, what establishment are you going into?
Long's Drugs.
All right, now, you have the toughest one of all.
Yeah, because people usually hear that name and they think it's a joke.
Okay, what is it?
It's Holden McGroin.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
It's a challenge.
Listen, how would you feel if I gave him the choice between Holden McGroin or Pat McCrotch?
Pat McCrotch. I like Pat McCrotch because I haven't heard it yet. Try Pat McCrotch.
Pat McCrotch. All right, I'm going in right now.
Pat McCrotch. Pat, did you just do that yourself?
Yeah, just came up with it. Pat McCrotch.
Pat McCrotch.
Hold on. Here
I
go.
Okay, now I see we got a guy in a hospital. That might be the funniest one ever coming up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow, this is an awful connection, though.
Now he's breaking up.
You know, I can't hear him. I'm going to have to disqualify this guy.
That's a shame.
Oh, that's too bad.
Cell phone gone.
That's too bad. Oops. He's out of there.
Pat McCrotch. That's another one like Holden McGroin where it's pretty obvious if you can get it through, it's even more of an accomplishment.
Looking for Pat McCrotch. Hello, Darling Mike Show. Now something is wrong with the telephones now.
Oh, no.
Give me a moment. Give me just a moment to disconnect that. Okay, guys, on the telephone, line 5.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Hello, Darling Mike Show.
Yes, I've got a name, a real name.
No, we're not accepting names. We're trying to get people to play the game.
Okay.
Because if we accept names, we'll be here all day with people giving us names. We just want people to do it.
We like the names that we have.
I understand.
Okay, thank you, though.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, goodbye. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Well, there might be other people now calling with us. You know, we get into this and we'll get like 70 calls in a row.
Hello, Donna, Mike. This is the problem with the telephone system now. This is not...
Hello, Don and Mike?
It's not the people calling.
I have a name for you.
Hello. We try this line. Hello?
Hello?
See, there are two lines that are jammed together on the same circuit. That's the problem we're having. I apologize.
Hey, guys, I got another name for you. A little variation on
it. No.
No, listen.
No, not accepting them.
We're looking for one more person to go into a location and
I was
just
going to say Phil.
No, you didn't get it on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we just got cut off. I was going to get put on. I had a guest for JB.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's not a game that the audience can play.
No.
Not a public contest.
No, that is a private game.
Yes.
It's a private game. Well,
private game.
It's jailbait.
Private
game. You go out with little girls.
Private game.
No, it's not jailbait.
Very clever, boy.
No, it's not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just trying to get one more person to walk into a Walmart.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering, I heard some on the radio, WNEW. I know that's like one of you guys' affiliates in New York. Is there a WNEW in D.C.?
No.
Please, hello. Last try at this. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, I was wondering if you could page my anus.
Oh, dear.
No, Jorge. I think your anus is here already.
Would you like to handle my microphone intercom system?
No, okay. Thank you, Jorge.
Hold on, let me try if one more person wants to play.
Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Are you calling to play?
Yeah, and I also, Don, I have a football question for you real quick.
No. Are you calling to play?
Yes.
Okay, right, you have to play the game. Where are you?
I am at a Chrysler dealership.
Agreed. Now, those are huge paging systems. Uh-huh. They have a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
What town are you calling from?
Sacramento.
All right, good. Your name is Pat McCrotch.
Pat McCrotch.
That's the name you want paged. Pat
okay.
McCrotch.
Okay. Give me, like, 20 seconds.
I don't trust this guy.
Oh, come on. I'm sitting at the stoplight right
hey,
in front of the
Hey, just go
place.
Ahead and do it. Prove me wrong.
Okay.
You're sitting at the stoplight.
Yeah, I'm turning into the place right now. I'll be there in 20 seconds.
See, I thought this guy was a Joe Mama caller. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was a good instinct.
Well, you know, I was going to be, because I was going to ask you who the owner of the Rams was, and you said Georgia Frontier, and I'd say, no, Jor Mama.
Mm-hmm. Where are you now, sir?
Okay, hang on. Here I go.
All right.
Yeah, who knows what this guy's going to do?
Mm-hmm. He's going to jump off a building.
I wouldn't be surprised if we hear gunfire next.
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Okay, the name is Pat McCrotch.
Okay.
Do you guys have a paging system? I was supposed to meet somebody over in service. Can you page me for me? Okay.
He has to go. All right, sounds Hello? Legit. Sounds like you have to go to service now?
Yeah.
All right, sounds legit.
All right, well, you got a guy at the Capitol. Do you want to try it at the Capitol?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay, here I am. I'm right here.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Let me hear it.
You guys, can you page someone I was supposed to meet here for me? I don't know where they are. Pat McCrotch? I was denied.
Okay.
Busted.
Okay. Well, that's about the guy at the Capitol. The guy at the Capitol is gone. Hello, Terry?
Yes.
Is this Terry in South Carolina?
That's right.
You're at a Walmart, right?
I'm at Walmart.
Oh, the classic Walmart. Right. Wouldn't be this game if we didn't do it at the Walmart.
Last person to try. Your name is Pat McCrotch.
Pat McCrotch. That's not a problem.
Pat McCrotch.
That's good. That's a good attitude.
Man.
It's a tough one because, you know, people usually catch on to it.
You know this damn phone system? I swear to God.
Well, I bet you they don't.
One of these days I'm just going to throw this through the window.
That'll be fun. Can we get videotape in here when you do that?
A million great locations on the screen today, and then I go to take the call, and, like, the phones are all jammed up.
Right. The White House is calling. Is there a Pat McCrotch?
All right. I'm going in the door.
I mean, the guy that was at the U.S. Capitol was a great one.
Yeah. Pat McCrotch.
Here we go.
Recognize the fine gentleman from Virginia, Mr. McCrotch.
Bully.
Mr. Speaker.
Bully.
Daddy.
Pat
McCrotch.
Standing in line.
How many people in front of you?
Just one. She's getting her change back.
Just get the change back.
All right, here we go. Last try on this.
She's signing the receipt. So my aunt is this, and her name is Pat McCrotch. Please, page her for Pat McCrotch.
Excellent. This guy's a good sell.
Okay, they're looking for her. Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
All right, she's picking up the phone.
Pat McCrotch, the customer is calling for your service. Pat McCrotch.
Best one yet, sir. You're the winner.
Thank you very much.
That's the winner.
Good job. Fantastic.
Pat McCrotch.
That is great. And she just took it. You sold that, sir. You really did.
Well, she's looking at me real funny.
Oh, that's great.
Congratulations. Enjoy your 50 bucks.
I'm going to.
Pat McCrotch. Enjoy your money. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Oh, man, I'm a juvenile. I swear to God, that's funny.
Dinner. That's a great bit. I do love doing.
Pat McCrotch.
Mike Hunt, Craven Moorhead,
that is fantastic.
And Pat McCrotch.
Oh, good job, everybody.
Yeah. That's the group now. Clear these lines out, Toya. Clear them out right now. Let's clear them and go for a caller 100.
All right.
Good. Contest players, now's the time to call. Prize package selected especially for you and a shot to have your rent or your mortgage paid.
Good.
Up to $3,000. It lies straight ahead if you're the 100th person to call us right now at 1-877-365-3636.
This is the
just gonna call my wife and have her tell you something.
Oh, really?
I'm very proud of her.
Yes, what did she do?
I'll tell you in a minute.
All right.
And then we'll get the Caller 100 coming right up. And then we're going to be talking about Kevin Spacey's gay romp.
All right.
Oh, good.
Hello. Honey.
Yeah, my boo-boo.
I'm so proud of you.
What?
About the Jeremy game.
Oh, yeah. What, that I almost guessed it?
She came.
Yeah, I heard that.
So
yep.
Close.
Absolutely.
I mean.
Very good.
So close.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
That is terrific. That means you're really paying attention, Frida.
No, if I don't know how you guys think after 18 years, there's something wrong with
you. You're probably right,
honey.
About that.
That was pretty good.
Yes, I'm not saying I approve, and I'm not saying I would use that.
Right.
I'm just saying I know the way you think.
Absolutely, and that's important.
Okay.
Right. You do.
All right, boo-boo, I'm glad you're proud of me.
And as long as you're here, why won't you be my enabler?
I'm not buying your vermouth, Martini Man. I'm not turning you into your dad.
Come on, please.
No, you're on your own. I don't buy you cigars. I don't buy you booze.
Yes.
I don't buy you anything that
I'll buy it for you.
Might overindulge it. Yeah.
I don't want to stop on the way home. I just want it there when I get home.
You're out of vermouth?
Out of vermouth.
Boy, you know, vermouth is just like, isn't that just the splash in a martini? Just like a little finger of it,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, no, you know.
You got to drink a lot of martinis to use up one of those little bottles of vermouth.
Mike, can't you open up the back of your trunk? Don't you have just about everything back there?
Frida, you know I've got everything except vermouth. I don't carry the vermouth.
The bottle of vermouth that I had was about as big as that Evian bottle. I mean, it was
a big bottle.
It was a big bottle.
You know, you won't notice if I just take that bottle and fill it up with water and you can just pretend.
All right, now, here's a way to gauge how much I'm drinking.
Okay.
When did we get that free booze? We got that free booze when we went on to New York, which was on February 28th. It is now April 5th, and I'm out. So it took me that many days to drink.
Do you get one or two bottles of the vermouth?
Oh, no, no. Oh, okay, then don't pretend like you have two bottles of vodka in the freezer right now.
One bottle is the old bottle.
What does that mean?
That was before I got the good bottle. It's that stuff your mom and dad drink.
How many martinis do you have? Do you have one in the evening?
Yeah.
He's lying. Big one. You have
no,
two?
No, no, no.
You have two?
No, I do not have two. I have one.
Nice, you
do.
No, someone's got a glass that looks like it was on that TV show Land of the Giants.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, this is the truth. And I
just
swear,
one before dinner.
I swear to God. No, after dinner.
After dinner.
I have one after dinner.
To bed. What a day.
What a day.
Yeah.
Now, when we were on vacation last week.
Well, that's different.
Virtually every night, I had two martinis. Every night, one before dinner and one after dinner.
Yeah, then you're swimming up to the bar asking for the banana mudslides or whatever.
Well, you know that there's virtually no alcohol in those drinks. I mean, it's impossible to get drunk on those drinks.
Cream.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's all those liqueur stuff.
I took Bart to the doctor today because he had a swimmer's ear, and I said I'd try to put alcohol in there. And the lady doctor said, well, you know what, alcohol might sting, but it's good to put, if your child has swimmer's ear, if it's got water in there, you can evaporate it by putting vodka in there, and it doesn't smell, and that's a good thing to put in the towel.
Oh, listen,
soup.
I would hate for Bart to be sick, but please don't use my vodka for
that. Well, that's what I thought. To begin with, our vodka's in the freezer, so I think that would be painful in my
probably
child's
would hurt
ear.
The swimmer's ear, yeah, mm-hmm. the
you know,
frozen
that's,
vodka.
That's the great thing about vodka.
Yeah, and then the next
it doesn't
day,
freeze. Mm-hmm. You keep it in the freezer.
Well, no alcohol freezes.
Right. I know, but I've just recently started drinking. I've just recently found this out.
It doesn't sound like you're overdoing it too much.
I was afraid that the next day I'd take him to the doctor and she'd say, why is this olive stuck in your child's ear?
with a swizzle stick, with one of those little plastic swords.
I'd say I average a martini every other day, although if you count if you count vacation, I'm on a string right now. About 14 days in a row.
Yeah, I think it's every other day, and now you're like up to June now if you're doing every other day.
It's kind of like
those days.
It's like what the parents used to do, you know, in the different generation. You come home, you have the little martini before dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I have a big one. I have it after dinner.
You have it after dinner, like a nightcap.
No, it's charming because you never snored before at all, and I'm being facetious, and now I get the good martini snores with a cigar breath.
I already talked about my breath last night, which is. Said about my breath.
I know, but when you're sleeping, I mean, the martini, people who drink do have a tendency to snore. And
yes.
It's not like a cloud of roses above our bed.
Really? All right. Hey, what about the way Bart was sleeping last week on vacation? That snore he had? And I know he wasn't drinking, but my son last week, when we were on vacation, we were all sleeping in the same room, he had a snore that was like, not a Three Stooges snore.
Right.
How did he snore, honey?
Was it like a wheeze?
Yeah.
It was a wheeze.
We laughed our asses off. We just laid in bed laughing at him. Just laughing at him snoring.
You both talk in your sleep. I mean, you both make so much noise snoring and talking, and if I turned out the light or whatever would disturb you, and I can never remember what you'd say, I have to write it down, but one night it was, why, why?
Why? Top of his lungs?
Yeah, just yelling why.
When Don
why?
Snores, does he have that apnea thing where like he'll be snoring and then he will stop and like you hear nothing?
No.
Because that's like not breathing.
Yeah, right. He doesn't do the not breathing.
I do that. My wife tells me I do that. Yeah.
Well, I think my father might have to sleep with the oxygen mask on, so you might have to look into that.
Well, that's why they say...
Like Junior Soprano.
Yeah, I snore and I'll do that with my father. I remember my father used to do too, where you snore and you go...
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just totally stop breathing.
You
might great.
Need the nightly oxygen.
Oh, no. No way. I'll you know, if I go, I go.
A tent.
All right, honey. Well, listen, I will just get the vermouth myself.
Well, good idea.
On the way home.
Can you get that? Can you get that, like, in a regular store, or do you have to go to the special one?
Gotta go to the liquor store to get that.
I have a legal question for you. Mike, you might know the answer to this.
If it has to do with booze, I know.
Okay. Say that Bart has his learner's permit, and we're not big drinkers, you know, anyway. I hardly at all drink, but...
Are you liable if they pull you over and they check you?
Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah,
can he be your designated driver?
No.
Ah.
Why?
Because he can't. Because he's not. Because you are.
Oh no! I was
the guardian.
That, right. I was thinking that you could certainly, like, when Rob drives us to the appearances.
Right.
You know, that's okay.
That's right. Completely. Oh, of course.
Because I was immediately thinking.
Yeah. The only thing is
that we're going to be in trouble the next time we have a Las Vegas style show.
No.
When you and I are bombed and make Rob drive us back home.
No. The thing is, it's because he is not. He doesn't have a regular license. So you're the responsible driver in the car, regardless of whether you're in the passenger seat or not.
He's been driving for 2 days, and I can tell you. With all honesty, I have not been drunk in his presence yet.
That's good.
While he's driving.
I would think that in most states, having one martini after dinner and then, you know, doing that would probably not flag down the... But if yours is the size...
I got news for you. No way.
Is it the size of a Land of the Giants glass?
It
you know.
Does not matter. Right. I am bombed after the first sip.
Really?
Yes.
And the sad thing is, you know, I have no intention of drinking and driving, but if there's ever a time you want to drink, it's when your 15-year-old's driving.
That's true. It's kind of a catch-22,
yeah,
isn't
right.
it?
You let him drive all the way from school today, right?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. He's got to be getting better, I would think.
You know, I he doesn't scare me as much as driving with my husband, so it's no biggie.
That's funny. All right, thank you. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye, Bill.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
You cracked me up. Just you with the vermouth. I can't believe it. This is just a whole new side of you. A whole new side of you.
You know what it's like?
You just coming home and just I see you kicking back with the martini. It just makes me laugh. With a big, like, traditional martini glass with olives
yes,
in it and everything.
Three olives.
Wow. When I think, you know, I mean, you just don't like the booze. And now that you do, it's...
I love it.
You're going with the traditional...
I love it.
1950s martini glass.
Turned into Sam Source. You know, my dad would come home every night.
Right.
And my mom, well, I told you this a million times, she'd have to have one in the freezer.
Right.
He wouldn't talk to anybody till he drank the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could speak to him when he started to drink the second one.
There you go.
Every night.
That was a generational thing.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not for me.
Hello.
Can I call 100?
Yes, call 100, right.
Woo-hoo!
Right.
That's good. That's a good reaction.
Yeah. What's your name?
But you guys trying to pay my rent.
Yeah, we're going to try. What's your name?
Steve.
Who is this?
Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Sterling.
Steve, you won a pair of passes to the Cinema Arts Theater in Fairfax.
All right.
Featuring independent and foreign films translated...
Boring.
I've been there. It's a great place.
A great
check
place.
The listings at 978-6991 or visit them on the web at www.cinemaartstheater.com. But wait, there's more. You have also qualified for the rent and the mortgage show, the free money show at the end of the month. Where we'll pay tons of rents and tons of mortgages. How much do you pay every month in rent or mortgage?
$1,200.
Oh, that's a nice big one.
That's a good one. That'll take some pressure off there.
It would be a pleasure to pay that for you. Please make sure you're listening to the last show of the month because that's when we pay all the rents and mortgages.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Good night, you princes of New England.
Good
night, you kings of Maine.
Do you think 14 days in a row having a martini every night is too much?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
All right, thank you.
Go for 25.
Hey. Well, and, of course, you know where I weigh in on that.
Oh, I know. You're my mentor.
I think you're a little under, you know, underperforming. That's just my opinion. You
you're
know,
my
one
sponsor.
A day, one a day. What is it, a vitamin? Come on. Come on. You
know, try harder. Come on.
You're my sponsor. You don't know alcoholics have sponsors?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're my sponsor.
Come on to the meeting, Don. Come on to the meeting. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because
it's not a meeting to stop drinking, though. It's a meeting to continue drinking.
Continue drinking.
Continue it.
Absolutely. See, I don't do that nightly thing. I don't, you know, I'll go a whole week not touching a drop, and then I will make up for it.
Okay, here's the thing about Kevin Spacey.
Okay.
And this is the new trend that I'm loving in the tabloids, where they have a story, and then they have pictures to back it up.
I love it.
Okay? So the headline says on the New Star, Kevin Spacey romps with male model.
Now, there have been rumors forever in Hollywood that Kevin Spacey is gay,
right.
And he's never really addressed it directly.
He's denied it, and
he had his girlfriend come out and deny it.
Okay,
recently.
All right.
Well, let's go through the photographs one at a time.
You know, it should be, you know, actors sometimes, you know, both sides of the tracks.
Just wait a minute. Look,
Hollywood.
Here's photo number one. Kevin Spacey picks up a magazine. It's him at a newsstand in L.A.
Just him. He's touching himself, though. In that picture, I don't know whether you were aware of that. My police mind immediately noticed that. Do you see where his hand is there?
Well, he could be reaching for change.
Well, I mean, his hand appears. Am I right or wrong? Does his hand appear to be on his crotch?
His hand is by his genitals.
Very good.
Picture number two, hooks up with a friend, and here they are. Here's Kevin Spacey and his friend.
Now that could be just two guys walking along.
Mm-hmm. Picture number three. Here is the mountain retreat, where they climbed rocks to be alone. Picture number four. Now it's getting hot. They're hiking. And another thing that makes me believe this is that while you can see it definitely is Kevin Spacey, on the other guy's face, they've done that thing like they do on Cops when someone doesn't want their face to be on TV.
Yeah, where they kind of obscure his face.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it says now, getting hot. The Oscar winner sheds his jacket in the afternoon sun.
Now, so far, that looks perfectly normal to me. That he could be. Yeah, I know. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. It, right now, let's say, he'd be hot and he'd be taking his jacket off.
Sure. Okay, here's the next set of photos. Male bonding. The young man and Kevin get comfortable. And here they are now. They're sitting on the top of a hill, and one of them's pointing up at the sky.
Okay.
The pair tussle. And then a tired Spacey rests his head in his buddy's lap. Now, here in photo six, Kevin Spacey and his friend tussling.
Now, the first photo, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Is his head on the guy's shoulder in the first photo?
Yep, it is.
Right.
Okay. Yes, it is McCloud.
All right, it's looking very... McCloud!
McCloud! And then in photo seven, here is Kevin Spacey resting his head in his buddy's lap. But wait, there's more.
Okay, see, I need more, and I'll tell you why in a minute, because I need more photographic evidence. I sounded like Homo Joe there.
Okay. Photograph number eight. Kevin Spacey was furious when Esquire magazine hinted he was gay, but he clearly has no qualms about giving his pal a massage and receiving one in return.
Okay, let me see.
Here it is. Up on the top of the mountain, Kevin Spacey giving his friend a massage. And in the next one, here's the friend massaging Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, yeah. It's those are interesting photographs. Is there anything else?
Yep.
There's more.
Yep.
There's more. You know, I keep trying to see the glasses half full here.
Sure.
You know, not that there's anything wrong with that,
of
but I mean,
not.
If he's denying that he's gay, you know, I mean, you try to...
They're going to stand up.
Okay.
And then they have a final cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walk back down the mountain. They put their shirts back on and walk down the mountain.
Okay.
Here they are, getting themselves together after the rubdown. Here they are cuddling. And there's no doubt that they're cuddling.
You see.
Take a look. I mean, take a look at the pictures.
All right.
Christ. The sequence of 12 photos. And then the last picture is just Kevin Spacey and this guy. Both of them have their shirts back on and their jackets back on and their baseball caps back on. And they're just walking away from their day of mountaining. Their day of mounting. What do you think?
It's, man, oh man. You know, as much as there's contact there, it's tough to deny that these guys aren't. And as a matter of fact, in photograph number 10, what is going on there?
It looks like
there's something going on.
It looks like
there.
The friend, you know, is maybe doing something to Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, very, very interesting. They got those pictures. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
You know, Nathan Lane, who's openly gay, was at some ceremony the other day.
You're kidding me.
No, that's true. It's true.
Nathan Lane.
I know, hard to believe, but it's true. He seems manlier, but no, it's not true.
Right.
There was a study out while we were on vacation that you could tell, supposedly, if you were straight or gay by the length of your fingers. I guess, apparently, if you have short fingers... And I didn't see the study, but I've heard that if you have shorter fingers, that means you're more likely to be gay than if you have longer fingers.
Really?
And Nathan Lane was talking about Kevin Spacey. He said Kevin Spacey, when he heard that study, went out and bought mittens. He's still trying to hide, still trying to cover up.
I'm just staring at my hands now, trying to figure out what is considered to be long. Yeah, there's no amount of stretching, Mike, that can change the size of your hand or my hand. I think if you go by that scale, we are gay.
Mm-hmm. We have short fingers.
We both have gay hands. Hold your hand up, Buzz. Let me see.
Where's my hand? Buzz has very long fingers.
Sure does. Are you sure you didn't get that backwards?
I haven't actually seen the study. This is just what I've heard.
Rob, let me see your hand.
Oh, look at those.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
You got it backwards.
Looks like something you'd pull out of an Alaska seabed.
It has to be guys with short fingers are straight, and guys with long fingers are gay.
Right. Chop those fingers off. Get them right after Red Lobster.
Well, these Kevin Spacey pictures are about the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because even if the guy's not gay...
What makes it funny is...
Who goes up to a mountain... And rolls around with a guy.
You know, if he's gay or if he's bi, come on out and just deal with it right now. If there's that much speculation, you got the Oscar, you know, go for it.
Nobody's going to like him any less.
Sure. Okay. Hold on a second. We have another contestant for the Messy Bush contest on Friday. I think we've talked about that in a little while. Hello, is this Sue?
Yes.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a real mess down there?
Well, okay, this is the deal. Recently, I kind of like cut it all off because it was really, really, really driving me crazy.
Did you go with a JonBenet look?
Yeah, but it's not that way anymore. It's grown out some.
Yes.
And you can like really tell that it is a mess down there, and it goes like it curls all the way up to the back and everything.
Oh dear.
It
curls to your back?
Not up to the back, but you know.
To the bad place.
Huh?
Yes, towards the bad place?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. You may be a winner right now.
Oh, dear.
Well, whatever you do, don't clean yourself up between now and Friday.
Okay.
Sue, Friday, you'll be one of the lucky ladies coming down to be judged.
Okay.
We will pick the three most deserving of free bikini laser hair removal. And the thing that's great about this procedure, courtesy of Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute, is that it's forever. Permanent body hair removal for all skin types.
I could definitely go for that.
Call 1-800-228-7959. If the hair grows back, you come back for free. And each of these surgeries will have three winners on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them is valued at $1,500.
How about that?
So we're looking for the messy gardens. Sue?
Yes?
Baby, hold on, please.
Thank you.
Wait, you don't have birds living down there, do you?
No, there's not a bird.
You have children?
Yeah.
Very good.
You don't have children living down there, do you?
All right, hold on, please.
All right, hold on, Sue.
Children being kept in a bird cage right now.
Hello, moron.
Morgan,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It said moron on the screen.
Well, maybe the folks in the back are making some comments here.
Yes, hi there.
Too.
Hi.
Yeah, about the fingers and being gay.
Hold on, how old are you, kid?
18.
No, you're not.
No.
November 24th, 1981.
No, I'm sorry. You sound like you sound like my son. Hello, Brian.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, Brian.
The story on the fingers was if your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, you're gay. So that's what you need to look for.
Wait a minute. Your index finger.
Right.
That's your pointing finger?
Uh-huh.
Your index finger is shorter than your ring finger?
Exactly. And, you know, my...
Oh, come on.
That's a horrible thing.
You know something? I know that joke because everybody's ring finger, on average, is shorter than their ring finger.
Yeah, well, yeah, that makes sense, but I swear that was a study that I heard on two different
podcasts. No, that's
a
joke.
What?
That's a joke.
It's not a joke.
Because yes, you say that to people and you get everybody looking and it's hysterical because everybody's ring finger
is smaller. Their ring finger is bigger than their index finger.
Jamal, hold up your hand. Is your index finger? Yeah, yours is shorter. You're gay.
Let me see, Buzz.
Max, hold up your hand.
My ring finger is shorter than my index finger.
You're okay. You're even.
Well, Buzz, will you hold your hand up normally instead of like your Spock? Hold your whole hand up like that. All right, there we go.
Okay. No, I don't. I heard the survey. I know what's going
Buzz,
on.
Buzz, this is your ring finger right here.
Right, this one here.
Yeah. All right, hold your hand up again, Buzz.
Hold up your hand, Guzz. Hold it up.
His name is not Guzz.
No, Guzz. I'm talking to the guy here. See, you're close. So you're probably not gay.
Say this about Buzz.
You're not gay. It has to be like for
Buzz's index finger and his ring finger are roughly the same length.
Although the index finger is slightly longer than the ring finger. If you got a closer look, you'd see.
Oh, see,
my index finger is much shorter than my ring finger.
Mine is like a quarter of an inch shorter.
Then Mike's probably gay. I hate to tell that to you.
Well, John said the same thing.
Let me see yours, Rob.
Pretty even.
Rob's are even too.
Does that mean we're gay?
Yeah,
for each other.
I don't know if you're gay for each other. You two. Okay,
you know, I'm proud. I'd like to say I'm proud. Be. I haven't explored it yet, but I'm proud.
Thank you. Hello, Jen.
Hi.
Oh, Jen, you're calling for the Messy Bush contest.
Yes, I am.
Yes, we're having it on Friday. We'd love to have you join our party. Do you have a mess? You have a mess down there?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I'm ashamed to say it's not pretty.
Why is it such a mess?
Well, it kind of goes down my thigh a little bit.
Whoa!
And then back on. Well, you know, it's not, you know, Bigfoot hair, but it's
well,
there.
That's, no, but you need some help, right?
I do need some help.
We're here to help you.
Well, all we need to do is have you come down on Friday. We'll give you time.
Okay.
Come down and let the judges see what you have happening.
Okay.
And of all the women who show up on Friday, three lucky ladies will get the permanent
top three, right?
Will get the permanent hair removal, right? The three ladies that we decide are most deserving,
absolutely,
of this cosmetic surgery.
Great.
So, Jen, bring your thing down here. I mean, bring yourself down here. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Hold on, just a second. We'll see you Friday. Hello.
Bring your loom down here.
Hello, Ellen.
Yeah, no, that other guy that talked to you guys about the index finger being shorter than the ring finger is an indication of your being homosexual. That was the study. That is correct.
All right, what is it again?
That your index finger is shorter than the ring finger, then that supposedly means you're homosexual.
Well, mine is. Well, I don't think I am.
Yeah, well, on my...
Look at me. You know what I'm trying to do?
You're trying to stretch your index finger. There's no amount of stretching, Mike. Face it. You're in the same boat as me. Hey, get Carlos Broyle in here. I'd like to see his fingers.
Really?
Does that work for girls, too, Ellen?
Yeah, on my right hand, my index and ring finger are the exact same height. But on my left hand, my index finger is shorter than my ring finger, so...
On my right hand, my index finger is a lot shorter than my ring finger. And on my left hand, they're almost even.
You know, I've just realized on my left hand, I've only got three fingers.
Oh, my God. Oh! Where's Broyle?
I don't know. We can't find him.
He's fled. He's run from the... Yeah, why is
not
he
that important?
No.
He's only the producer of the show. Here he is. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
I'm sorry, I was off producing upstairs.
Yeah. Hold your hands up. Let me see.
There's a trip coming up, remember?
Let me see.
It's hard to
you
see.
Know what? His are exactly the same. His index finger and his ring finger are exactly
the
same.
We're gay.
Well, then that means he's...
We're gay.
He's hetero.
And there's a trip coming up, Charlie?
Working on our trip to New York next week.
Yes.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you, Ellen.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. You look like goddamn Brian Gumbel when you look at him like that.
Trip coming up, Charlie?
Time out. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mikey.
No, I'm happy to say Mike's not gay. You know, I said Mike. You know, I scream for attention on this show, and then suddenly we get this subject, and everybody's talking to me.
Well, you're so sensitive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
Okay.
Why did I get upset? Why the hell did I get upset? You're right. Go ahead.
But what it says is that Buzz is a little questionable.
Really?
Really, as we thought all along.
All right, explain it then in detail.
Okay, in detail, if you look at a heterosexual woman's hand, her ring finger and her index finger will be relatively the same length.
Yes.
A man's, however, his index finger will be a different length, usually shorter than the ring finger.
Very, okay. Like Don's and mine.
As ours are.
However,
a gay man's fingers will resemble a woman's, where the ring finger and the index finger will be the same length.
Ah, hello, Rob. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, boys.
Now, which is that, both hands, or is that one hand or another?
Well, they were saying the left hand predominantly.
Okay, well, now on my left hand, I was comparing. There's a difference. See, on my left hand, the fingers are the same length, the index finger and the ring finger.
Yeah, and that's what she's saying.
Right.
That's what she's saying, Buzz.
She's saying you're gay.
That means gay's the way.
Wow. Come on down. I'll show you how gay I am.
Rob.
Yeah, listen to how these guys have changed their tune.
Yeah.
It was funny for them.
Sure.
5 minutes ago when you and I were the fudge packers.
Right.
But now, you know, now that the fudge is on the other pack.
Absolutely.
Come here. Toya, let me see your hands, baby.
Let's
come
go.
Come here.
Now,
what's it supposed to be for a woman? I'm looking at Toya's hand right now.
What a beautiful
her
hand it is.
Her and index finger should be the same length.
Her index finger and her ring finger, they are exactly the
exactly
same.
Exactly the same. And Toya, love the thumb ring. I love that look, really. I love thumb rings. I do.
And
I think they're very sexy. I don't know why. I bought my wife a thumb ring on vacation. Because I think it's just, there's something about it that, I just like it. I really, you look like an old
two
man.
Two words.
What was that?
No offense, Toya.
What?
White trash.
No, stop that.
I mean that.
Stop that.
Bumpering equals white trash.
No.
I know you're a sister, but congratulations. You're now officially white trash, Toya.
I love the thumb ring.
Why not? As long as you're going, why not get a toe ring to go with it?
I almost did.
Oh, yeah.
I almost
shocker.
Did. It was Myrtle Beach.
Shocker.
I was caught up in it.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, baby.
Bye.
Goodbye. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that you can get vermouth at Giant. It's a wine, not a liquor.
I thought so. That's why now,
right.
See? I didn't jump in and say it, but I was thinking that you probably could.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, that stop I can make on the way home. I can stop at Safeway on the way home.
Ma'am, I'd like to congratulate you. This is the happiest he's been with any call today.
Yeah, you've just made my night. That means the streak will continue. That's right. Give me an Iron Man card. That'll be 15 nights in a row of having a martini.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. Hello. Is it Joshua or Josiah?
Josiah. Yeah, they're all kind of wrong on that man
Josiah
thing.
Josiah McWilliams?
If you read the article, it says it's inconclusive in men. And actually with men, it tends to be higher if they have the more older brothers they have, the younger one tends to be gay.
Now wait a minute. Now you're getting into a whole different area here.
I'm just going to disqualify that guy.
That last lady was correct.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. The last guy was right that the study only looked at women. They didn't make any conclusions with regard to.
All right. I have a question for you. If the study only looked at women, how come that woman had the information about the male hands
as
well?
What they did was they took photocopies of women's hands that they knew their sexual orientation, and then they.
Where are you calling from? An amusement park ride?
No, I'm at a high school at a soccer game.
Boy, it sounded like you were underneath a roller coaster.
But they only looked at photocopies of women's hands, and then
how old are you?
I'm in my 40s. It was on.
What are you doing at a high school soccer game?
I have a daughter who plays.
Thank God. Okay,
sure.
Very good.
He's out there scouting the next
right.
NSYNC.
Checking out the. Yeah.
It's Pete again.
It was on CNN.
Pedophile. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Whatever. Thank you.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Mike.
Hey, Marcus.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Well, you can't be gay because you hated the no-no spot, right?
I do.
I mean,
I'd like to volunteer that the protestations about the no-no spot could be construed as he doth protest too much.
Well, but
really?
How could you even eat that?
Pardon me?
How could you even eat that?
How could I eat what? He's nuts. He's nuts.
Okay. Oh, you're so wrapped up in the gay discussion.
Hello, David. David.
Yes, sir. Hey, buddy.
David, hi.
Go ahead, David. Come on.
What's that?
I'm tired of waiting on you, David. Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Hi.
Radio gods. Hey, I think everybody's kind of got it a little bit right and a little bit wrong. That study was done years and years ago. If a woman's hand, the index finger should be longer than the ring finger. A man should be shorter. If a man has one that's longer, that means that he has a woman's chromosomes. Even though he may be male, he has a woman's chromosomes.
Let's all stop for one second to consider how very bored I'm getting with this conversation.
I'd just like to draw one conclusion from all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Murphy is not gay.
Yeah, because Dennis only has one hand.
There you go.
Right, okay, this is the last call. Daniel.
Hey, Don Mike.
Daniel in California, hello.
Hey, on your Matthew Bush subject, there's a... There's a website.
Danny.
Yes, Danny.
It's called theharry.org. It will absolutely scare you.
What was that, Danny?
It's www.harry.org.
What are you talking about, Danny?
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 Can you hear me, Danny?
Some scary stuff, guys. Scary stuff.
Danny, you're not listening, Danny.
Danny, are you on the web, Danny?
Danny? Danny, how come you're not responding to your name, Danny?
Sorry, Donnie.
No, that was Mike. Never mind. Never mind.
God. Danny. Danny. Danny was focused on his subject matter.
Danny.
Danny.
Danny. J-O-ing again on the computer to the Bush site. Danny.
Danny. Danny.
Buzz, yes. Now, if you've been listening to the whole show today, you know that we've mixed things up a little bit.
Yes, we have.
And that Buzz has already given us a couple of heaping portions of news and comment.
Mm-hmm.
We will get a couple of tinier portions now. What is your lead story for your second big segment on the news tonight?
Coming up next, a guy gets 16 years for stealing candy.
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 Danny.
Danny.
Danny. Stand by. News and comment coming right
Stay
up.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For
I mean.
News and comment.
News and comment.
Coming up
coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Don Show. And
Danny. That was very...
Professional, Danny.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, buddies for life, I think. I'll drop by. You drop by my place anytime.
Good. What's your address over there? You're running Briar, right?
Briar.
Uh-huh.
Two.
You got a pool over there?
We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you. Natural spring.
Oh, yeah, or you know, a pool or a pond. Anything would be good.
Do you feel lucky? Your chance for free rent or mortgage is coming up. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let them raise your children.
Why we're here?
The Don and Mike Show.
That's why we're here. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In Tyler, Texas, a man is going to prison for 16 years for stealing a candy bar. Texas is one of the states with a two-strikes-and-you're-a-felon rule. And that candy bar incident was Kenneth Payne's second strike. He was busted once before for lifting a bag of Oreos.
Oh, God.
He has this craving for chocolate.
My God. Meanwhile, they're like rapists walking around.
Yes, there are.
You know, with big signs on that say, hi, I'm a rapist. Nice to meet you.
I'm all for putting behind bars, but is that legit? A box of Oreos and a candy bar?
He's now classified as a repeat offender. And under that aspect of the law, he can be sent to prison for up to 20 years. He got 16.
Your Honor, I just want to say I had to have that candy. No, don't take me away.
16 years.
Oh, no.
His lawyer says,
but first, let me see your hand to decide which prison I'm going to send you to.
Here's my hand. No, a night in the hole.
You're going to Gayville.
The lawyer says there will be an appeal, but the assistant district attorney says she doesn't think the sentence was too harsh. Quoting her, it was a king size. And it was a Snickers. If it was a Milky Way, we probably wouldn't have even tried him on it, end quote.
You know, the guy's looking at going to the joint for 16 years, and the DA is like
laughing.
Hey, bro, amazing.
Oh, Mike, you should have stuck with your proposed bet about how The Sopranos will wrap up its season Sunday. A survey by the New York Post shows that most fans think Big Pussy is about to be whacked.
I'm still up for that bet. I'm not influenced by...
Yeah, you got me all excited. If it was just, you know, they're polling John Q. Public.
I'm not interested in a poll in the New York Post. I stick by my conviction that Big Pussy will be around next year.
When we didn't bet anything. No, we did bet. I thought we bet, didn't we bet...
$50.
$50.
Right. And the bet was that he would be killed out on the boat.
On the boat.
Out on the boat.
Now, can we just, to clear up any ambiguity here.
Yes.
If he is killed and then he's dumped by boat, if they take him, if he's killed and then, you know, if they use the boat
I'll
in
give
some
you
capacity
that
to they, either kill him or get rid of him.
If they, like, shoot him at Tony's house and then they take the body and they take him out of the boat to dump him,
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Interesting theories from readers.
But, yes. But if they just kill him at his house...
And he's... And absolutely. The boat has to be
the boat
involved.
The boat is the important part of our bet.
That's right.
Of our Big Pussy bet.
Several readers think Puss will take
not
his...
Not the first time we've met on Big Pussy, incidentally.
Absolutely. No way. Several readers say Puss will take his own life and maybe take the FBI guy out with him. Another says Christopher could become a made man by killing Big Pussy. And still another says BP will take a bullet for Tony, and that when Tony rips open Sal's shirt, he finds the wire. Some of those theories are a little far-fetched, but nobody saw last week's developments coming either.
So this is it. Sunday night is it.
That's the finale.
This season.
Yeah, and then you have to wait all the way until next January for new episodes.
I mean, it's so good, though. I mean, it's worth it.
Sucks on ice.
Oh, and by the way, several readers think Tony will start an affair with his shrink. You know...
No, I say it's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time. I'd like to see Tony give the baloney pony to his...
You like Bracco?
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
Me too, I know.
I like her. I like her since she started to drink. Like me.
It's like you like you a little better since you started to drink. Meanwhile, in that same time slot on another channel, The X-Files is about to end for good, and no one, not even the producer, knows how it will end. No final episode's been written, so far as we know, so the truth that's out there may have to stay out there, at least until the next movie.
It'll end with them losing their time slot.
Yes, it will. The season finale's supposed to be shot in 2 weeks, and the contracts for the producer and star David Duchovny run out after that. Fox still hasn't decided whether to continue the show or end it. Gillian Anderson still has another year left on her contract.
And I'll tell you something about D-Squared, about Duchovny, buddy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That I was watching the Today Show this morning, and they had in back-to-back segments Robin Williams and David Duchovny.
Uh-huh.
Robin Williams, who's now got a website,
right, sure,
where he's like doing a 24-hour-a-day radio show on his website.
Hello there, yes, Robin Williams.
Stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Robin Williams was trying real hard to be funny, and he was cracking up the crew and stuff, but not really.
Right.
Ha ha funny. David Duchovny came out. It was Matt Lauer interviewed Robin Williams, then they did a break, and Katie Couric interviewed David Duchovny. David Duchovny was so much funnier because when Katie Couric started talking to him about how the movie he's in, whatever this crappy movie he's in this weekend with the Mini Driver, how it's a wholesome movie that didn't have any sex, he said, yes, there's no coitus in the movie.
And then, coitus?
Yes. And then she said, she was embarrassed. She said, well, now, and she folded her arms. She said, well, I have not heard it put like that. And he said, what? Coitus?
Oh, my.
What, can't you say that at 8:50 in the morning? Coitus?
Coitus.
There's no coitus in the movie.
And
he must have said, and he did it with that same deadpan.
Yeah, that same sleepwalking style, yes.
Just like on The X-Files. He must have said coitus 10 times. just to piss her off.
Coitus. It's a funny word.
And then he announced, what's the other thing he said? He said she was going back to, there's no sex in the movie. And he
right.
said, yes, but if you go see my movie, I guarantee you'll get laid afterward.
Oh, really?
You know, and on the Today Show,
yeah,
it's like the flares are going off that, oh, my God.
How was Katie responding? Was she digging it or was she hating it?
No, she was very uncomfortable.
Okay, all right.
Very, very uncomfortable.
Well, good for David Duchovny. I like
right.
that.
He's
like that. Kathy Lee's been busy lining up the acting jobs ever since she announced she's leaving the morning show she does with Regis. Last week, she filmed an appearance on Touched by an Angel.
That'll be 6 months.
Air April 30th. Now, the director on Touched by an Angel is Dick Van Patten's half-brother, Jimmy. And Kathy Lee says Jimmy liked her so much, he's invited her to be on his other show, The Sopranos. She says he told her she could play a hooker.
You mean Timmy, not Jimmy?
I'm sorry, Timmy, yes.
Jimmy is Dick Van Patten's
right.
son.
That's
Tim
right.
is his half-brother.
Tim Van Patten. Anyway, when Timmy told her all this...
And that just makes me laugh when we're trying to straighten out the Van Patten.
Timmy,
Vince, Nell.
Danny
Van Patten.
When Kathy Lee told all this to Regis on yesterday's show, he replied, this is exactly what I thought would happen to you, playing a hooker.
And I say that Van Patten guy was saying that to Kathy Lee to be nice.
Of course.
Yeah, right. They all She left and they just laughed.
Just like they had her back to, you know, host the Letterman show.
Right.
Right. Time out, Buzz. We'll be right.
That's uncured, Rob.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Don't forget about having his international
the Don and Mike show.
All right, Buzz, let's go. Next Monday, a very important day for Whitney Houston. Whitney was every single hour of Oscar ceremony.
And that cost the Academy a lot of extra money to fly in a replacement.
She's driving to work.
The story varies about why Whitney didn't post. Her people say she had a sore throat. One report says she was fired for showing up late and loopy as if she was on something.
Hi. Get out of here, Whitney. Come on, baby.
Whitney, go back to your She's Erica's biggest selling artist ever, but she's also developed a reputation lately for tardiness and no-shows and loopy behavior. Monday night, she's supposed to sing at Erica's 25th anniversary party.
Loopy.
There will be TV cameras there taping the event for a broadcast next month. Whitney's people say she will be there in top form.
You know, don't count on that because she missed the Clyde Davis show.
Here's something I've been Clyde never heard before.
Is the guy after the Oscars
she screwed up again?
Before the Oscars,
they had a party for Clyde Davis, the guy who runs the Oscars, and she didn't show for that. And she, this kind of behavior, even before she ran into the trouble out in Hawaii, she's actually had a couple of incidents where she just didn't post. Yeah, and it's gotten worse lately. There's been a whole rash of that.
Yeah, hi, this is Bobby Brown.
Yeah,
I'm here chilling.
What's Bobby Brown saying?
I love that.
You know what my favorite all-time
says?
Bobby Brown, a little tribute.
I haven't heard much about him lately. Lately, we've been hearing about Whitney and nothing about Bobby.
Yeah, this is Bobby Brown.
Chilling out with the two
fat men. Yeah.
Remember when we saw them in the airport? Was it Atlanta?
Atlanta.
They had a body shop where they closed the whole thing so they could shop.
So they could do their shopping.
Hey, as a matter of fact, here we go. Bobby Brown.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
We couldn't even get him to say our names. That's the closest he'd do for us.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby.
And maybe now Garth Brooks will get the message about his whole Chris Gaines persona idea. E! Entertainment Television reports that the movie to be based on the life of the fictional alter ego has been put on hold indefinitely.
Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over.
It is.
I thought we were going to get the blew it part.
No, it's over. He also quotes Garth Brooks as saying he's putting the character on a back burner for now.
Oh, boy.
For now.
Must be so painful for him.
I'm sure it is. How in the world are you supposed to know that a rat is eating your leg if you have no feeling below the waist? A paraplegic in North Carolina is suing his landlord over the rat that ate part of his leg. Bill Stout awoke in his apartment 7 years ago to find this rat eating part of his shin.
Yes, I do. I forgot.
Down to the bone.
That's got to suck.
Yeah. The landlord says it's Stout's fault for having 9 dogs in his apartment and not cleaning up after them. Today, a judge ruled that Stout has the right to sue his landlords.
And here's what he said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot. Forgot about the rat.
He used to actually team up with, before he lost the feeling, he was with that comedian that has that talk show, Martin Short. Used to be Short and Stout. I'm sorry.
Okay, one more buzz.
Sorry. See if you can spot the moral of this story.
Sorry, Daddy.
There's a moral in here somewhere.
Daddy.
In Los Angeles, a man was hurt last week when he fell out of his own car while it was moving. The man was drunk. Reuters reports he had opened the door of his car to throw out a beer can.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
That's Larry that just went rolling by.
He's been charged with driving under the influence, so don't drink and drive, and most of all, don't litter.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Larry.
And we thank you, Buzz. We thank you, Toad Tap and Touchstones, one last time on today's show.
All right.
The caller 100, win the prize package selected especially for you, and get the shot at having us pay your rent or mortgage this month.
That's a good prize.
Comes right up. Be the 100th caller to call Toya right now. Please be assertive. Our toll-free line is 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Dawn and Mix.
There's one thing that fails.
McTree!
Okay. There is one. I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yeah. In sports, today we heard that Steve Young is leaning toward staying with the 49ers a few more years, according to his agent.
He did touch the video. I'll be back in the uniform. Coach Maraguchi, is there a chance I can play? I know I got... You know, you might say that 14 or 15 concussions to slow me down. I don't think there's a chance to slow me down.
Stevie?
His agent
Stevie.
Says that Young has gotten a clean bill of health from his doctors after the concussion that kept him out of the Niners' final 13 games last season.
I'm ready to go.
And finally.
Super Bowl, here we come.
Four words you never want to hear if you have a pot-bellied pig for a pet. Those four words are, do I smell barbecue? Sadie Emerson of Deming, New Mexico, looked high and low for her beloved pet. She says Tiny Boo was a gentle, loving creature that played with her dog and her son.
I bet Tiny Boo tastes good.
Her neighbor...
Tiny Boo tastes good.
Her neighbor in the trailer home says the pig tried to attack him, so he shot it and cooked it.
Thank ye. Tiny Boo tastes good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Buzz.
That's right. We're done. Done.
Another moment too soon.
Oh, man, we got to catch the next show.
Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch.
Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Tomorrow, Regis Philbin's Alcoholic Daughter.
Yes.
And the return of Match Game 2000.
Oh, right.
And we'll get the fun going with the buzz with the news, you know, halfway through the show and again a little bit at the end of the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yay! I'm caller 100.
Nicely done.
Good night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's right.
Awesome.
Wait till you hear the prize.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Hope you like fruit.
Do I like fruit? Yeah, we have some fruit lovers around here.
Oh, good. Some delicious fresh fruit.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Good
night. Yeah.
I hope you like to eat lottery tickets because we're out of oranges. Oh, we don't have any fruit.
No.
You've won $100 worth of Virginia Lottery Lady Luck scratch-off tickets.
Well, that's cool.
Play the Virginia Lottery's new Lady Luck scratch-off game and you can win up to $20,000.
Yeah.
You sound like... You know, Jimmy, you sound like the old woman in the shoe who had so many children she didn't know what to do. And generally, those are the people who always win the lotteries, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? The woman with like 15 kids?
Right.
That's always who wins. Well, you win $100 with a lottery ticket.
Great.
But wait, there's more. You've also qualified to have us pay your rent or mortgage. Big free money show coming up on the last Friday in this month, April. How much do you pay every month in your rent or your mortgage?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have an adjustable rate mortgage. I think it's like $1,635 now.
Well, good for you. That's totally doable. Love to make that happen for you.
Oh, cool.
Please make sure you're listening to our show on the last Friday of the month. That's the free money show.
Oh, good.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Hold on.
Yeah, we settled her down, didn't we?
Tomorrow we'll get the final list of the women who are signing up for the Messy Bush contest. That'll be on Friday.
All right.
And our thanks again to Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute. They offer guaranteed permanent body hair removal for all skin types. Call 1-800-228-7959. If a hair grows back, you come back for free.
And show it to them.
That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Good night. Happy Vermouth, Don.
Robbie.
Yes.
Throw your German officer's hat in the air, just like, Daddy? Tyler? More.
Danny.
Daddy.
Good job, Danny.
Daddy, see you tomorrow, Danny.
Danny.
Bye. Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Encore with Don and Mike on Hot Talk 1330 KFH.
X-rated stars to hold benefit for Annie Sprinkle.
Now, I'm not familiar with this Annie Sprinkle. I've never seen any of her work.
Well, I think her name is indicative of the type of film.
I bet she knows what that tree
yeah.
smells like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm. You better believe.